You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
This weekend, big, big show. Gotham Comedy Club, January 31st, February 1st, February 2nd, New York City. I got a special guest on the show.
Amy Schumer.
And Joe List will be emceeing the whole weekend. So this weekend, big show, Gotham Comedy Club, the 31st, 1st, and 2nd. So make sure you come down, get your tickets now, tell a friend, grab your girl, get that shit now. It's going to be crazy. And the special guest who's featuring...
Amy Schumer.
Should be fucking headlining. Okay, so it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. Gotham Comedy Club this weekend. Get your tickets now. I want to really send a big, huge congratulations out to Mad Scientist Party Hour and the Bailey J Show for their 100th episode. They both hit 100. It's amazing. Congratulations. You guys are awesome. If you haven't heard their show yet, go over there. Go to Riotcast, get the app, or go to the .com, or go to iTunes and download their shows. Hilarious. Very interesting, unique fucking humor. Not the same old, same old. So congratulations to you guys. You, Bailey J, Matt, you guys are all great. And that's it from your boy, Bob.
All right, check it out. Here it is, Thursday edition of YKWD. You guys are asking for extra episodes and all that shit, because one just ain't enough. Well, here's two for the second week in a row. This is a show I forgot about. Fuck, it was just there, and I just kept having really great shows, and I held this one back. Not that it's not a great one, but anywho, here it is, Thursday edition. Special edition, truck driver special of YKWD, back in the groove with Nick Cody from Australia, Kelly Festuca, myself, and I believe Big J. And there might be one other person, maybe Joe List, I forget. And I'm not listening to it again. So this is just a surprise. I hope you like it. I hope you cocksuckers enjoy it. 2 weeks in a row, you get two episodes. That's it. Back in the groove, YKWD. Enjoy.
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from A Lot of Things.
This is Bert Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
Ippy bippy baya, ippy bippy boo, dippy dippy daya, yabba dabba doo.
Dude!
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You know what, dude?
Oh shit! Listen, here's the fact is, okay, I'm fucking annoyed right now. All right, I'm starting these shows. I'm not waiting for people. When I'm here, the show starts. I don't care if I'm here at fucking 45 minutes before we're starting the show. Okay, we're not waiting for people to fucking show up.
We're here, mate.
The show is here.
Your Australian contingency.
I don't care about you.
Huh?
This is the worst thing I could have possibly asked for, is you Australian fucking ass twats being here.
Got me medicine?
Oh, yeah, you shaky twit. Fucking Roger Cody, whatever your name is.
Stuntman Cody.
I'm fucking bullshit right now. I'm fucking mad.
You are mad.
Yeah, because this is the deal. I'm 42. Mm. Okay? I shouldn't have to... This city, I love this city. Mm. This is a great fucking city. I understand But you know what it is? It's a young person's city.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Okay? It's a young person's city or a rich person's city. It's the middle class doesn't belong in this city.
Yeah.
Middle-aged, middle class. Get the fuck out. Get a car, get a garage, get a street, a corny street, Johnson Street, and a fucking shitty fucking goddamn mailbox, and get the fuck out. I gotta bundle up like a fucking asshole, like a fat middle-aged housewife, and I gotta like go to Costco, put a backpack on, over sling a backpack like I'm going to school, and then take a stupid Metro card out of my fucking tight jeans, swipe it, and then fucking 13 juvenile fucking delinquents who just got out of school, by the way. The kids who go to school in New York are fucking
the worst.
The worst.
Mm. Oh, to me, they look like the toughest people. Like, if you're 12 walking around the city smoking a cigarette,
but it's the two,
like,
it's,
holy shit.
It's the
Listen
left and the right.
I'm not done ranting. Shut your pie holes up.
We're supporting a rant.
I don't care. You're interrupting a rant with your fucking, it still sounds nice when you rant? Assholes say it. You still sound like you're happy about it. I know they're fucking dangerous.
Those people are cunts, mate.
These fucking little twits make me sick. I mean, I gotta push my way. Like four of them. Little fat asshole with a. And his fucking. They're all their backpacks because they just got out of the school. They walk on the train, and when they find this, they stop. And there's 15 people still not on the fucking train. Yeah. And I gotta literally. I had to push an old lady and this little fat fucking little fat fuck. It's like, move, you fucking idiots. Do you have any parents that teach you respect? Mm-mm. Do you have any fucking buddy in your family that teach you how to be a human fucking being? You fucking little rat-faced cocksuckers. You selfish. Look at, growing up in the city can teach you culture and can give you amazing stuff and make you a well-rounded human being. But it also fucks you because you're not afraid of shit. Kids need to be afraid of shit. Kids need to be afraid of adults. I was afraid of adults growing up because I got a beating from adults.
That's why. Because our parents...
I'm not done. I'm 42 sweating on a fucking subway train having to fight 14-year-olds to get on the fucking thing because they don't know how to respect elders. And then I'm on the stupid train and I'm a psycho, so I'm fucking having fights with kids and other people. And this guy, and this lady bumps in, and then another bigger guy comes in, and I gotta fight him. I fought 9 people on the train in my head on the way down here. I had 5 fights on the way down here in my head. And I won all 5, by the way.
That's because you're a fucking hammer.
The hammer. Boston hammer kid.
And I got to fucking walk up these stupid stairs, get stuck in this turnstile because my bag and my stomach are too fat. Walk by 9 homeless people, assholes, probably make more money than me. And then I go up the stupid stairs. Walk through here, I'm freezing and I'm hot. How the fuck's that happen? I'm sweating. The room, I watch Discovery Channel. You're not supposed to do that. You could die when it's cold out. You're not supposed to be sweating under your fucking... Then I get here, I gotta walk up 2 flights to the fucking studio. And I'm sweating. There's 2 happy Aussie assholes.
Oh, fuck.
Kibitans up here.
G'day, hey, cut.
Hello. Hello. Hey, Kelly, you want some tea? Thinking, I don't know. You know, fuck Balti is.
Want me to sing to you, Bobby? I'm going to pull out my voice that sounds like a bird. Chim chimini, chim chimini, chim chim chim.
The look on his face right now is great.
It's like it instantly just settles him down.
Would that put you to sleep, like whale noises or like leaves blowing across the ground?
No, her fucking, that happy fucking voice makes me happy as it reminds me of a kid.
It's like an opposite Manchurian candidate.
Oh.
Don't want to kill anyone.
I'm fucking mad.
Yeah.
It's just a fucking... It's a hassle.
I will say this, though. Everyone in this city at least walks a decent pace. Everyone walks pretty quick. Yeah.
Can you sing another song, please? Any mic. Chimney, don't just go to any
chimney.
Mic. Any song. Quick, go, go, go.
Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down. Medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. In the most delightful way.
Thank you.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
No. Thank you.
That makes me feel better.
Oh, Jack.
All right, we already started, Joe. Get the
There's
fuck in here.
In here. Oh,
all right. We already started. The mics are hot. I'm already fucking pissed off. Oh, so sit the fuck down. What's up, buddy? Good to all see right, you, man. List. It's good to have a fellow Bostonian here with some hate in his heart, oh, other than these two happy Aussies.
Oh,
Nick.
Hey, Nick. Hi, Nick. How do you do? Nice Hi, Nick. How do you do? Nice to meet you.
Sit in wherever you want. I would sit in Dan's seat.
Yeah.
Unless you like near the fridge, because I know you like reaching in and grabbing a brewski.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you want a beer?
Maybe I'll have a beer.
Oh, God.
Do you want your tea?
Got a drinking buddy today.
I'll have a tea. Yeah, I'll have a tea.
You know, here's the thing.
How'd you talk me out of this?
Here's the thing. I'm fucking...
No, Jesus.
All right. Just move the you don't have to move the microphone. Yeah, there you go. There you go. You remember. It's been that long, Joe?
It's been a while. It's been a couple months.
I know. I miss you.
I miss you terribly.
You've been on the road trying to make another go at
been
it.
Been on the road a little bit.
You're trying to get one more shot. Huh? This is Rocky, like Rocky 3.
I was about to say that. Yeah. Yeah. Happy to be back. Nice to see everybody.
I thought I scored you on the downhill on the final fucking bottom.
No, I'm making a big move here.
Where you'd be on the show.
I was on television last night.
What? Doing what? What? What?
Hopefully for rape.
Not real television.
Not you raping. You getting raped by a gay black gang. Who?
Ooh,
who'd you?
I survived.
Who did you rape last night?
Holy hell!
Who did you rape?
I did the Nick and Artie show. I raped Artie.
I heard about you. Somebody tweeted me about that.
Oh yeah, yeah. SoCo Tyler or something?
I don't remember these people like you.
Yeah.
I have 3,000 people.
That's why I thought it was funny. He was like, the shoe's on the other foot, Bobby.
Yeah. And, what, that you're on TV?
Because I got on Nick and Artie's show.
Yeah. How'd you like it?
It was fun.
Was it?
Yeah, it was great fun.
Good. That's good. How's the new studios?
It's good. It's not this nice, but it's nice.
I heard it's amazing.
No,
I've
it's
seen
great.
It.
There's like a baseball thing. I was playing baseball with Artie. There's a basketball thing.
Yeah, it's they have a
pretty huge. Yeah,
I've been on the show a couple times. In the shit studios.
Right.
Oh, it was just terrible.
Right.
Oh, you're fucking on each other's laps. The green room is fucking just filled with people that aren't on the show.
Yeah, there's still that, but it's gigantic. It's huge.
But do they have mandolins?
I got in a fight with one of the blonde girls.
Oh yeah, the twins.
Yeah,
well, one of them called me ugly.
They're fucking assholes.
On air, yeah.
Why are they such assholes?
I don't know.
It's like you're not even that pretty.
They're pretty pretty.
No, they're not. They're not. Not when there's two of you.
Doesn't that make them twice as pretty?
Doesn't even make sense, but I just want to throw it out there. See if something came out of it. You never know.
Right.
Magic happens.
Yeah, it does. What's with the jacket? It looks like you have a teepee
I don't like people seeing what I'm doing over here.
Oh, all right. Boy, things have changed since last I was here.
Listen, man. That fucking girl said something to me. Like, I would never sleep with him or something. I'm like, bitch, you do nothing for me either. Right. I don't like feeling a spine bone on my ball sack.
See, I like a petite girl.
And I don't like dumb people either. They're fucking dumb as mud.
Right.
Yeah, well, one of them is. One of them's nice. One of them's actually really nice.
Yeah, one was nice to me and one was kind of ugly.
The other one's just a fucking asshole.
Good right. Cop, bad cop.
Don't call fucking Joe List. The only person called Joe List ugly...
Is
me.
The list is not short, but not her.
Not her.
Who are they?
I don't think she's that pretty. I don't think she's that pretty. Google it.
Do
you fucking
pretty
do
crazy,
your finger job and find
hot.
Out. I'm sorry they called you ugly, Joe.
Yeah, just one of them.
What do they do on the show?
Exactly. They make fun of them. That's what they do. There's two hot, supposedly blondes. And they're twins.
Yeah.
That's the gimmick.
They're like PAs or something.
Yeah, PAs. And that's the gimmick. And they want to become famous, but they don't want to work for it. They want to use their fucking, you know, hey, we're twins. We're blonde, fucking, crazy, dumb twins. And one's nice, good cop, bad cop. And one, you know, they you know, one's kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
And
they're pretty hot, though.
They're not that hot. They're not like, that hot.
It's on the website. Look at Joe List on the website.
They're not that hot.
Oh, hang on. No, it switched. Hang on.
Oh, you got fucking fat and ugly.
Girl at a point.
What is it? Like the Playboy Mansion? They just have two, like, hot blonde
girls. Focus in on what you're doing. You're stalling the fucking show. Get the photos if you're going to get the photos. You stop the show with the photos. We all look at the photos, and there's no photos. Okay. It's fucking Artie Lang. Now you ruin the fucking flow of the
there
fucking...
There
he is. Fuck him. Yay. I want to see the blondes. He's right here, you fucking dumb Australian.
I didn't see that picture. That was exciting.
I'm in a shitty mood today, dude.
I don't know. Their show's like a big TV thing. I've added 12 Twitter followers. I added 900 after I did your show.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
There you go. Because we have your fan base.
But they have two hot girls, and we have one moderately attractive one. So yeah, it's kind of evens
guy
out.
We have a hot Australian guy. Look
yeah,
at
we
him.
Do.
Apparently,
yeah,
I look
sexy
like a. I
look at the way
so
he's actually, his posture is what a fucking supermodel does when she sits down.
It's attractive.
Yeah, he very holds her other man elbow with her fucking arm. I got to stop swearing too, by the way.
Why?
I swear too much on the show. I swear too much in life. And if I'm going to have a kid, I can't be swearing.
Are you having a kid?
I want to have a baby.
Oh. I'm
trying to have a baby. Why do you got to say it like that?
What well, thought you were, I thought I was going to ready to be like, yeah, hey, oh, what's up, boobity, ba 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 baby.
Oh, you'd talk baby talk.
Yeah,
when I had
do
a baby. I'm pissed off because I'm coming here and I'm sick.
That's
of.
That's the best way to have a baby.
I'm sick. Joe's back.
Yeah.
I'm coming. I gotta bundle up like I'm going to community college. I gotta put on this backpack. I gotta go to a fucking train station, find my stupid Metro card, and then get muscled out of a train spot from 12-year-olds getting out of school. These shitty, confident, cocksucking New Yorker kids,
right,
that walk around in gangs.
Yeah, I don't care for.
Yeah,
them.
They have don't have five. They have like a half a parent teaching him what the fuck to do. And then I can't get on the train. I had 9 fights in my head with you know, 9 different 12-year-olds on the train.
Right.
I get down here. It's just a nightmare. It's like I'm 42. I should have a Lexus in a garage. I should be pulling up and my little kid should be running out going, dad, dad. And I should grab him and go, hey, what's up, son? No, I'm packing on a, I have a vest. No 42-year-old should have a vest. I have a puffy vest.
These the girls?
Yeah, that's
Liz
them.
Marie.
Yeah, they're yeah. Yeah, they're good looking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're one. Oh, come on now.
They're pretty hot.
They're all right.
How about when you?
They're all right. You know what the best part about these photos?
Nah.
You know what? No, they're not. They're not. You know what the best part about this photo is? Is that's going to go away. And then what do you got?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Two regular chicks. One an asshole and one's nice.
Yeah.
But fuck the nice one.
The nice one's still getting thrown under the bus.
Yeah.
What these
yeah,
guys?
What are you got? You're just nice.
Yeah, they're twins. They can nice fucking person both have it.
She's actually, the other one was kind of, I just hate that, dude. I hate that they set you up. It's like, bitch, do you know who you're dealing with? Joe, you could annihilate her.
I know, but I played, I was like, I find you guys attractive.
Oh, you
so
did that
shit. I kind of made him
you
feel
bad. You did Dan Soder.
No, I made him feel bad.
So you
I do find them attractive.
Oh, God.
I won in my own way.
You won in a shitty way.
Oh, shit.
I expect more out of you.
Did
well,
you jerk off?
First time there.
Jerk off later thinking about them? That's a win.
Not yet.
No?
But right. I will.
That's your first. You're thinking long term. I want to go back.
I want to go back and I want to have sex with them. That's the ultimate revenge.
You know that's not going to happen.
No, with that
attitude, pulled some pretty hot ass in my day.
What's that?
I pulled some pretty hot ass in my day.
Robert, I'm going to actually, I'm on Joe's side of this one. He is very charming.
I can be quite charming.
He's very charming.
You lie and, you know.
You have to lie about what? Your penis? And how much money you have in the bank?
Both of those things.
I've been at bars
with
him.
No, I'm honest. I tell him I got a small, weird dick and no money. And then people are like,
they
oh
love him. Like, I've been at bars with him where the girls are just like dying. They're laughing and like, ah.
You know why? You know why people like Joe List? Because he accepts himself.
I do accept myself.
He knows his worth.
I hate myself.
You do. You accept what you do.
I'm worth about $14,000 annually.
You, you,
for you,
Joe, and Joe has fun wherever he is.
I'm a fun guy
because he knows him. He knows himself.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
That's true. I've seen you on certain videos. I've seen you out, and you are you. You accept. You know your pros and cons.
Oh, thanks.
Mostly cons, but you know them.
If you consider how crooked my teeth are in herpes, and you see the girls I've fucked, it's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Well, look, you're a
you
funny
say
guy
herpes,
too.
Yeah, he's got herpes.
I fucked most of the girls before the herpes.
And that's usually his microphone. That's why it's orange. That's orange. Stay away.
We've gone over it many, many times. But yeah, Joe has herpes.
Yeah.
Any more outbreaks lately?
I have one right now, as a matter of fact.
No way. Do you?
Yeah, it's been a lot of stress.
On
really?
Your dick?
TV show, you know, all that stuff.
What TV show?
Oh, Nick and Artie.
That's it? It's not a TV show. It's a radio show that's filmed.
It's on.
That'll be payback for those girls. That's payback.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
Oh, yeah. Down there.
Please, I hope you fuck the mean one.
I didn't fuck him. I mean,
I hope you fuck the mean one and give her a nice herpy.
I'd go to the bathroom. I was just rubbing my dick and then slapping him in the face.
Yes.
Makes sense. What are we doing? Where did this go?
Good for you, Joe. That's great.
Exciting.
Oh, that's too bad. But it's not as bad as the first outbreak that you had. The first herpes is the worst, yeah?
Oh, yeah. It's bananas.
It's bananas.
Crazy. Yeah. This
you couldn't even shower properly.
This is like nothing. No, I couldn't shower. Dan Soder was an idiot. did we already tell that story when Soder was like, he goes, oh, man, I know what it feels like. I've had a few scares.
That's
and I was like, that doesn't make sense. I have it. I'm not scared. I'm like, that's the equivalent of me going, oh, your dad's dead. I know what you feel. My dad went on vacation for like a week one time. And then we're walking around, and I couldn't walk. I was like, I got to go home because I couldn't even move. And he's like, come on, man, cheer up. Just cheer up. And I'm like, no, I'm not bummed out. I'm in agony. My dick is bleeding. I have open sores in my dick.
Oh.
And he's like, cheer up. Like, it's not a mood choice thing.
Like every time your underwear rubbed against a sore, it just gets excruciating.
There's no Vincent Peele book that can help you out of this.
Like, so, I mean, so does
Vincent Peele?
I don't know what Vincent Peele is.
Positive thinking book guy? Yeah. Wow.
Plus, I was already thinking about, I have to apologize about Soda because he'll listen to this and he'll be like, oh, what the fuck?
But you don't apologize to Soda.
He was being very sweet.
Listen, man, Soda will throw you under the bus in a second about your mouth and has true. In front of you and behind your back. I'll replay these episodes. Okay?
Soda's coming to my house for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, in Boston.
Big family Thanksgiving.
That's right, because you know how I know that. I invited him to my house for Thanksgiving.
Oh.
That's very nice of you.
I feel bad. I got him work to go along with it, though.
I actually got him a $20,000 gig.
On Thanksgiving?
He didn't know about that, though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Can I do that? And he can...
Well, the $20,000 has to go back to charity after.
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm still here, good. Bobby. Can I have the $20,000 gig?
You can have an $8 gig.
Okay. That's a Metro card. That's okay. That sounds good. I can get home.
That's so sad when a fucking a comic is like, oh, it's a Metro card.
Well, yeah, comics come home?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm not doing that this year. I did it last year. What? Have you ever done it?
No. If you could put in a word for me.
I would. I will put in a word for you.
I'm from there.
Have you done 6,000 people before?
I've done 3,000, 3,500 or so, yeah.
I said 6,000.
Well, what's the difference between 6 and 35?
That's
2,500.
2,500. But I mean, once there's 3,000, 6,000 is pretty much.
What's no, that's actually, that's a lot more. That's a lot more.
You know
it's
what
a
I'm
bigger,
saying,
it's
Bobby.
A bigger stage.
Bobby, I think it's
Bobby,
actually double. Like that's.
Yeah, that, we're going back to your herpy thing.
As a professional comedian, I think you know what I'm saying.
How many did you do at the Opera
House? If it was 18,000, that would be a lot different. But 3,000 and 6,000 is essentially the same performance you're giving.
How big was that?
Right? Am I right? Am I crazy?
I don't know.
I'm saying no because I've done both.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm saying you have to project a little more. A little more.
All right. A little more.
How big have you done?
20,000.
What was yours, Nick?
Five. I think 1,000.
Okay.
900 or 1,000. Which, considering Australia, fuck, that's half the country.
Yeah.
For the gig.
Yeah, those
I love
people
it.
Had to take canoes to come see that show. Where are you guys going, mate?
Kelly
live?
Recently got up to a
12-person
gig. What's 12 people at the Creek the other night.
Really? You had 12 people at your show?
Her first double-digit show.
All right. Yeah, easy there, buddy. No, I did the Hi-Fi Bar. I've had a few hundred before, 500 at the Hi-Fi Bar.
You had you had 500 at Hi-Fi. Where's Hi-Fi?
Hi-Fi went to a big show in Melbourne during the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
Listen, first of all,
Nick, can you confirm this?
I can confirm that there's a place called the Hi-Fi Bar.
I'm gonna actually fucking say fuck it, and I anything in Australia don't count.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't count. You're a 1,000 gigger.
Yeah.
Don't count.
Okay. 2 weeks ago.
Well,
I did.
It's not fucking metric imperial. 500 people's 500 people.
Yeah, but it's 500 Australian people. That's actually 14 Americans.
All right, I did one about on Sunday. I did a fundraiser that was about 280, 300.
Really?
Yeah, it was really? Good. It was really good. It's
a lot of funds.
How many people again? I didn't listen to you.
Like 300.
Sorry for being honest.
No, that's all right. It's like
I didn't hear a word you say. I was just looking at your face.
Shut up.
Watching your eyelashes flicker.
You look nice. It's a nice Christmas holiday type sweater.
Thank you. I just came from work and I stink.
Oh wow.
What do you smell like?
Sweat and
I didn't
avocado.
Know half of that.
It's pretty great. That's all my favorites.
I got pastries here. If anyone wants a pastry, I stole from my work.
Ooh.
Well, let's not eat on the show yet. Let's just try to keep some professionalism.
Yeah, I like how
I'm about to get my second beer, but no croissants, all right?
Allow me to get your second beer.
We got to get him a beer. Show him your hands. Look at that.
Look at his hands.
Oh, I have a similar thing. Look at mine. They're not as bad, but...
Yours is because you see yourself naked in the morning.
Yeah.
And it takes
Joe's is anxiety. Nick's is just his body. That's what it does.
Because my hands are riddled with herpes. So here's your beer.
Joe is back.
Joe is
back. So happy to be back.
I love
this
Joe.
This is exciting. Oh,
so
thanks.
Fun.
Stop it.
Yeah, dude.
Seriously, you have herpes now, man. Just on your lips, though. Just on your lips.
Yeah, but he'd go back to his country and he'd rub fucking Australian dirt with a fucking diggeroo hunk of shit and mix it up with a fucking a beer,
a koala
and
piss,
a wombat claw.
Take care of herpes, mate. We don't tell you in America.
Punch the herpes in the fucking face.
Have you seen the Coca-Cola kid, mate? Eric Roberts.
You love that film.
Best ass.
Best ass ever, yeah.
Ever, yeah. Hmm. You know what the worst movie in the world is?
What?
I mean, it. I watched the whole thing today just to make sure I was right.
I'm excited.
I'm not even kidding.
I'm excited.
Ready to Rumble.
Oh, I haven't seen it, but
Ready
I'm sure it's
to dance. Rumble.
Was it The Rock?
Nope. It's when WCW was big, Goldberg.
Diamond Dallas Page.
Diamond Dallas Page. And Khan, the James Khan's son, whatever his name is. Pull that up when you get a chance on
Scott,
IMDb.
Scott Khan?
David Arquette. It's
David Arquette.
Oh.
Read the fucking list of these assholes on here.
Starring David Arquette, Oliver Platt, Scott Khan, Bill Goldberg, Steve Sting, Borden, Jill Ritchie, Rose McGowan. Ugh, this is awful.
It is the worst.
Hey,
fucking,
Sting was in it.
It's the worst movie. Exactly. Have you seen his biography or his movie that he made?
No.
It's all. It's he actually. You know the wrestlers do the biographies now for WWE. Yeah. Well, his was, he made a short film mixed with a real biography, and it's about becoming a born-again Christian. And then, once I saw the cross on fire, I was, I'm out, I'm gone. This is scaring the shit out of me.
So does that make that the worst movie you've ever seen?
Ready to Rumble.
Ready to Rumble.
Is the worst fucking movie on the planet Earth. It's, I think they didn't. First of all, I think there was no take two at all. I think it was all take ones.
Ed Wood. It was Ed Wood.
Okay,
directed.
It was take ones, and that's it. That's it. They just shot, cut, good, moving.
Is there a plot?
Yeah, the plot is... Okay, go ahead. Read the plot.
Make Bobby cry.
Dick. Well, the first two words of the plot goes, sewage workers, which are already hijinks. Like, can we just settle down?
You could squeeze a good movie out of sewage workers, though.
Did they find turtles down there?
I'm still on board at sewage workers
really?
So far. Yeah.
Because it used to be so much funnier if they have to work with shit. Come on, guys.
Oh, see, I didn't
suck
even take
a
that
dick.
Angle.
That's so fucking dumb. They watch their favorite wrestler... cheated out of his title. I'm already bored. I don't even know if I can read through
there
it.
We go. Yeah.
Oliver Platt is basically the king, okay? He's the king, and he gets cheated out of his title, and he loses all his hope and all his self-esteem, and they have to come in, and they have to, motivate him to be... But literally, okay, here's a plot. What's his name? Fucking Arquette's dad is a serious cop. He's a serious state trooper, and he wants him to be a state trooper. So this movie's going along. They get Oliver Platt to get his shit together. They get him kind of back in. They're rolling. And all of a sudden, they go back into town. A police car pulls up, and he's on the megaphone. He goes, "Get in the car now." And he gets in the car and leaves. Arquette. His father pulls up, gets in the car, and then they go to his house, and he's like, "I can't. I got to be a cop." Literally, like in 2 seconds, his father just shows up and breaks his will. He went across the world to help Oliver Platt get his shit together, right? Left his dad, left everything. His father shows up 1 fucking second back, and he's going to be a cop.
Didn't even question it. Just went, "Oh, fuck. Got to get in the car, you guys."
And then he shows up at the... I'll ruin the whole movie. Then he shows up at the end.
I'm sure they did already.
Shows up at the end. And they do a steel cage match, but three of them. There's three on top of them.
Oh, wow.
It's the fucking... And I love wrestling.
Sounds like a real piece of shit. Isn't there not a newer movie called Ready to Rumble with The Rock or something like that that just came out? Like he's babysitting or some shit?
No.
Wasn't there something like that?
Anytime
the Tooth
a guy...
Fairy?
No. That's Vin Diesel. Like, you know, a guy with muscles.
No.
Yeah.
No, the Tooth Fairy's The Rock.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, listen, first of all, you guys get the movies a year after us, so... Okay, The Rock just became a star to you guys.
We're still
we got taken. We got taken first, apparently.
Yeah.
Before the U.S.
Well, you're a day ahead. <laughs> It wasn't bad. Hey, I just watched Brokeback Mountain again today. That's a terrific movie.
That's because you're gay.
No, because I'm an appreciator of great movies.
That's because you're dying to spit in your hand.
Why can't
and
I quit
put it up
you?
A bum dry?
Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
You had herpes, so you watched that and think, at least it's not AIDS.
Oh, jeez. That is just downright prejudice. That movie took place before AIDS.
Good.
Pre-AIDS, was it?
Yeah.
That was in the 60s. Yeah. There's no AIDS in the 60s.
Yeah, oh, the Brokeback Mountain, I get it's a good movie. I thought it was a good movie, but... I could never watch it twice.
Mm. I've seen it 3 or 4 times, I have to be honest.
Really?
Do you have something to tell us?
It's a great performance, but see, this is the problem.
It's good. Everyone cinematography. Gets,
yeah, great looks, cinematography.
Mise-en-scene.
It's like No Country
for Old
Men.
It's a great story, and, you know, I mean don't get me wrong. I will admit, I chuckle through the sex scene. It's pretty hilarious.
I love that
they spit on each other and they fight. It's really
the fact
good
that
fun.
First of all, do you know how dirty their hands are? They've been fucking rowling cattle all day.
Carrying sheep, yeah.
Yeah, and they got dirty hands and he just spits in his fucking hand.
Well,
and
putting
then,
a dick in an ass is dirty as is.
Yeah, but I'm going to that. It's like
oh, sorry.
Your hand is dirty. The assholes have been dirty, sweaty all day. It's not like they have baby wipes out there.
And not quality showers either.
There's no showers. They sit in a fucking. They pan off, and then you fuck. I mean, gee, there must. I mean, it must not be.
I think it would have been weirder if at one point they just pulled out wet wipes and washed off before they got into it.
Well, they didn't have wet wipes back then. That would have been weird.
All the '60s parts are really throwing me off.
Right.
I just think that if you're gonna listen, here's the deal. If you're gonna, it would have been better for me, is if before they fucked for the first time, one of them was washing in the river, and scrubbing down pretty good. The other one came in and scrubbed good, too, and then they fucked. Right. It would have been better for me.
It was impromptu.
It was impromptu, but I didn't like it. I know one of them would have been the bottom and been like, let me just clean up a little bit.
Right.
Just give me 5 minutes.
And they were drunk. And I know the first time Soda and I fucked drunk, we did not even...
What? Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
That's getting interesting.
Oh, boy.
You fucked Dan Soda.
Oh, boy.
Could you imagine
really.
If Dan was gay?
That would be the best thing ever.
Oh, God. It would just be silly.
That might make me be very happy.
He'd be doing voices, making the guy laugh.
I think you could convince Dan to be gay under the right circumstances.
What
he'd
do you
just,
mean?
He'd just go along, you know. Like, you know.
Just telling that his career depended
on it. If it was like 9 gay guys on a trip, he would eventually just be like, yeah, I'm gay, too. What the hell?
Yeah, you think so?
I think
you
he
know,
might.
DeRosa would do that. DeRosa would do that to get ahead in his career.
DeRosa's close sometimes.
What, to being gay?
Sometimes he does things. I'm like,
really?
Okay, all right, I accept that. I love you.
He sends me photos of him just randomly, just naked in shitty poses, just from his cock tip up, lying on the bed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's done it
That's
million
appalling.
Times.
I've seen him shirtless, and it's pretty gross.
Yeah, well, it's actually...
I saw his dick.
I couldn't find... I found his dick like 3 weeks later, showing somebody else the photo. And I was like, that's his dick. Oh, shit.
Wow.
I thought it looked like a ghost in the bushes.
Oof.
Like a picture of a ghost dick.
Oh, boy.
You never hear about ghosts having dicks.
Yeah, they do. They do. They have ghost dicks.
Yeah, I bet.
Remember the movie that the girl, man, it still turns me on, and I still fucking want to jerk off. Barbara Hershey was in it. The Entity.
Wow, I never saw that.
No.
Yeah, the rape ghost. She gets raped.
What?
By a ghost.
Ghost.
Oh, and she likes it.
Oh, wow.
You see her tits getting mushed. And back then, they didn't have the special effects they have now.
Just a guy in a sheet mushing
I don't know
tits.
How, I really would love to know how they mushed their tits. But first of all, you see Barbara Hershey's tits, which are great. Barbara Hershey's in two of the creepiest kind of hot sexual things ever. Paris Trout with Dennis Hopper, where he actually sticks a full fucking soda bottle up her ass or up her pussy.
Hmm.
It's just disturbingly hot.
Oh, wow.
You hear the soda like fizzing up and pouring out of her pussy.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
And then the...
I got some watching to do.
And then, yeah, you're watching the wrong
The
film.
Entity, Trout, and
Ready to Rumble.
Ready to Rumble, yeah.
Yeah, The Entity, do you have it? Did you pull it up?
Yep.
Read it.
The plot of it?
Yeah, no. The fucking okay. whole thing.
Okay.
From beginning. No, I want
the,
action.
No, the key grip.
Interior
who
day.
Who rigged the lights on this?
Interior day. Sidewalk.
Okay, let me just print off the scripts.
Fucking idiot.
Movie begins as Carla, she's a single mother, is violently raped in her home by an unseen force.
Ooh.
Initially convinced the attack was a nightmare, subsequent episode of Poltergeist Activity causes her to flee with her children to a friend's home. And then blah, blah, blah. This sounds
interesting.
Rapes
her again over there, too.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. It's a great scene. And she, you know, she's sleeping when she's getting raped originally.
Oh, wow.
So she's kind of into it. You know what I mean? Like, if I was, here's the deal. If you're asleep.
I like
you,
where this is going.
Okay, good. If you're asleep and you start to get blown.
Mm-hmm.
And you wake up and at the initial feeling, you're going to be like, oh, God. This is awesome until you wake up and you see it's me.
Right.
Then you're going to freak out.
Right. I'll be bummed out.
Yeah, you'll be... Really?
Probably.
Okay. Well, now I know our boundaries.
I mean, if you had hair,
oh, so
I might still be into it, but the bald head would just...
Really? So bald head just turned you off, huh?
Wow.
A little bit.
I did not expect that coming from Joe.
What about you, Kelly? Would you?
Would I what?
If I was blowing you?
You were sucking on my dick?
If I was sucking on your man clit that you have? Your Australian fucking beef jerky?
on my balls? I'm fine with it. I've had ex-boyfriends that have been bald before. It's not a problem.
I just threw up in my mouth.
Yeah. What, from my man jerky?
I don't know what it was from. I think it's from lunch, actually. Too much lunch. So if I think for the initial couple seconds, you'd be like, oh God, until where would the point where it'd be like, dude, don't stop sucking my dick, dude. Where you'd be like, whoa, I don't want this.
When you feel stubble?
It'd be annoying. I'd be trying to get back to sleep so then it's not gay. You know, when you're trying to finish like a sex dream.
That's a good point, yeah. If you're in REM sleep, it's pretty straight.
So if you woke up,
they've got you hooked up to a machine to fight. It's officially gay now. He's out of this. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, as long as you're, as if snoring happening, it's okay. It's straight.
What if you woke up and you were getting head, and then you looked down and it was a dude?
I'd be bummed out immediately.
But would you stop?
Yeah, I would stop and cease being friends with that person.
What if you didn't
for a time?
What if you didn't know the person? What if you didn't know him and he was kind of cute?
I mean, would I immediately recognize that it's a guy? Because there's a chance at the angle. I might not even know.
So you wake up, you don't recognize that it's a guy, and then all of a sudden you're like, who is it? And then all of a sudden after a couple, you're like, oh God, that's that fucking guy at the party. That fucking, you know, he, oh
Pete.
Shit. What would you do?
I don't know. Hard to put myself in that circumstance. I would be upset. I would be like, stop doing that. I would probably get physical. I would try to be angry and fight him. But then I would be scared that he'd beat me up. And then I get blown by a guy, and then he beats me up. And then I'm at his... Then he just fucks you. Then he just fucks me. Yeah, that's how it just played out in my head anyways. Possibly because I just watched Brokeback Mountain before I came here.
Fuck.
But yeah, I punch him, and then he punches back, and he's like... Rrr! And then he's like... Psh, psh. And then like nine other guys come in. I can't whistle, but everyone else comes in. I guess I can whistle, just not the way I tried. I don't know why I tried a new whistling style right in the middle of my bit where it was necessary for me to have a...
Fucking, it's surprising that you can't whistle with those teeth. But listen, you should be able to whistle seven different ways. I'm sorry.
You'd see me like a harmonica.
Thanks. Thanks, Liz.
That was pretty funny. Come on, son.
I called you Liz.
Who's Liz?
That's the twins' name. It was a callback to the thing earlier. We should have made it.
Liz and...
But I couldn't say thanks, one of the twins. And it would... boy.
That would have been funnier. That would have been funny. Do you want to try it again? We can do this again. It's my show. Let's do it again.
Your teeth are like a...
You got fucking bad teeth. Yeah, thanks, one of the twins. I played both parts. You couldn't see at home, but I was doing a really effeminate hand thing.
I would come in his mouth and they go, aha, fag.
Yeah, I just came in your mouth. That's a good...
You showed him.
You got my jizz in your mouth, you weirdo.
Hey, it's not that bad.
Then I call my wife and go, honey, this guy just blew me. What'd you add? Came in his mouth. Ha ha.
What if he spits it back at you? What's worse than
snowballing?
That?
Snowballing.
Then I'd be like, thanks, it's mine. I wanted it back anyways. And I'd fucking drink it.
Personally, I think it'd be weirder if they had facial hair and you felt the facial hair on your sort of on your
pubes?
Dick and balls. Yeah. Your
pubes
and
facial hair, man.
Have you ever gone with a girl with facial hair?
No.
I dated a girl who had to like shave, Italian chick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like making out and I kissed her neck and she had like stubble.
I did that too.
It's pretty gross.
It's disturbing because they hide it well.
Yeah.
And they don't, it's not like they tell you.
That's a bad hand to be dealt though, a girl with the hairy face. I feel bad for
if
it.
If you can feel stubble on them, they haven't hidden it very well.
Yeah.
Well, if you get really close, but it grows thick. Like,
no,
it's
waxing.
Tough.
If you wax, the hair grows back so soft, there's no stubble.
But waxing the face, can you do that? Isn't that
painful? Yeah, I do my eyebrows. I do my mo.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's your mo?
Mustache. I get little bits of hair just on the side there.
Oh, like this little Fu Manchu.
Can I just say this is my biggest fear? That women have gone... You know, my wife's an esthetician. She waxes women's pussies and arms and legs. And
kick ass.
And Moe's. God, do I hate your fucking accent.
That's good. She would have waxed a lot of faces in her time.
So she does that, and she does it herself, too. She waxes. I'm petrified that later in life that she's going to get lazy or sick, and I'm just going to have this fucking monster that I didn't know existed.
Right.
Because her mustache comes in, and some long chin hair that I didn't know she plucked every 2 weeks comes in.
Right.
And her box connects to her asshole and her back muscles. You know what I mean? Like, I'm petrified that that's going to happen.
Right.
If she's sick, did you say?
If she's sick, I just, you know, and then, I'm just going to, God. That's why I'm glad that the older you get, the more your pubes die and become crystal clear, like right. They become see-through.
So the sick isn't a bother, but it's more the one hair that grows that you didn't know she plucked.
My grandmother has crazy hairs in her face, like 6-8 inch hairs, like a Fu Manchu type thing. It's pretty gross. She looks like Jim the Anvil Nightheart. It's gross.
Oh, God. That's so much to look forward to. Thanks, guys.
What a reference.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, what happens if you go into a coma for 2 years and then we actually see how hairy your upper lip is?
Oh, yeah. We wouldn't be visiting after a week or two. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, we would. We'd be fucking showing up like Kill Bill with a thing of Vaseline. $5 a pop into that Aussie puss.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, boy.
We're doing the podcast from a vag.
Can I say something? I just got a little turn up. My dick moved a little bit. Thinking about fucking Kelly while she's in a coma.
Because I would be.
I've thought about fucking Kelly while she's awake many times. Doesn't do anything for me. But her unable to speak really is.
Her at least 2 weeks into a coma.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Real brain dead.
Yeah.
I dated a girl and she, I met her at a red light and she was so smoking hot.
In Amsterdam?
No, in Revere.
That was a better joke than people realized off the bat.
I laughed. Yeah, I got it.
It's pretty good.
I
get it.
I,
in the West.
Is a red light, is that like an underage party?
No, at
a actual fucking traffic light.
Oh, really? Yeah. Not like, all right.
Oh, okay. How pretentious do you think we are that we talk like that?
Man, I'm like your fucking perfect posture, by the way. I want you hunched over like Joe and me.
You want a banana peel back like me.
your posture's just disgusting.
I know, I can't help it.
You really do. Can we stop moving the table? I was kidding.
Shaky boy.
I know, stop touching the microphone with your shattering hands. Yeah, we got back to the house, and we started to kiss, and I realized that there was some stubble, but I thought it was me. I thought it was me, so we kissed a little bit, blah, 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 and that was it. She was so pretty. You understand? Very pretty. Beautiful blue eyes, black hair, same shit, but mine was Greek. Beautiful.
That tells me.
And then the next night, she comes back again, and I shaved. You couldn't. Nothing. I shaved up and down. Against the grain and with the grain, so you couldn't feel any stubble. And then we kissed, and she didn't apparently shave with the grain or against the grain.
Because
it was her. And I remember we got naked, and I was like, fuck it. She had a mustache. She had some under her chin. She had like a Fu Manchu. And then we started making out, and she had hair. God, fuck me. I'll throw up thinking about it right now. She had hair coming like out her ass crack.
Give us
that Family Tree commercial? Where the lady's like, you know, I found my uncle and my other uncle, and I didn't know my grandfather freed the slaves.
Yeah.
That came out of her asshole.
Oh, wow.
Like hair. And her box, and she had it on her belly and her nipples. I remember I saw her nipple had a, it looked like a magnified, you know when they magnify a hair?
Yeah.
Root?
Right.
That's what it looked like, but you could just see it. Like it was just a thick, like, you know when they do the new razor when they have five blades one pulls it up, the other one cuts
right,
it.
Right.
That's the
cartoon image.
The root.
Right.
Oh, God.
How many hairs did she have on her nipples?
She had like four on each nipple.
But, rogue hair, nipple hair is not that rare, though.
No,
the asshole shit's gross. But
I get it.
I see a hair on a nipple every once in a while.
I get it, too. But here's the deal. Wax it.
That's too much for wax. You need chemo at that point. Just take it away.
Well, it's one thing if you're in a relationship and time has passed and you're like, oh, honey, come on, you got a crazy nipple. But if it's early on, you got to rid yourself of
a nipple transplant. Get somebody else's nipples.
I have a few.
Did you still fuck her?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. What do you think, I'm fucking a homo?
Come on. What do you think? Fucking did it fucking.
Of course I'm a
fucking
that,
hammer kid.
I fucked that hairy monster.
Oh, man.
God, it was like fucking my uncle.
It would have exfoliated your balls.
Oh, my God. It was like, it literally was like fucking moose pussy. That's how hair.
Yes. Jesus, all hair up the asshole.
Do you know moose actually eat pussy?
Really?
Yeah, moose eat pussy. Moose.
They eat each other's pussies. No, no, not no. Human
male
pussies.
Male moose lick. Yeah, of course.
Oh, I thought like you could just get a girl laying down in Toronto and a moose would come and eat her out.
Toronto.
I went with Toronto.
Toronto's New York of Canada.
Whatever.
Why don't you pick Moose Jaw Canada?
Oh, boy.
Well, I haven't done that gig yet.
How many is that seat?
Yeah, who books it?
is it 2,000? 3,000?
Yeah, moose eat pussy. Moose, wow. A male moose will lick.
Is that
pussy.
True?
Yeah.
Do they 69?
Google that, would you?
Yeah.
That's yeah. Amazing.
No, they don't sick. They don't lie down. They have fucking ass.
Picture with all four legs up.
Yeah, in a snowbank on the side of fucking 93. No, they.
It makes me respect moose a lot more.
What?
That's pretty great.
Well, they eat the pussy to get it going. They lick the pussy to get it going.
And they fight first.
The moose do, yeah.
Yeah, you're thinking of Brokeback again.
Oh, thanks.
That wasn't bad. That wasn't great.
It wasn't great, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't as good as a red light district.
It was a little forced. All right. Why is it so dark in here? It's very creepy.
Well, because we're in the day and it's winter and it's getting dark out. You've never been in here. You've been in here.
The shades are closed. If you had the shades open, the lighting is also weird. It's very red.
But you've been in here during the day.
Right.
And you've been in here at night.
Right.
You've never been here at this time.
It's a little dusky, yeah. But I'm saying even the lighting is very...
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't affect anything.
Sure, that's a good point.
Yeah, just... I don't know why you're picking up on that. It's you know, just let it go.
Well, I'm getting down. I was in a good mood, and now I'm getting sad. Could be the two beers I just slugged, but...
Why are you not drinking anymore?
No, I'm just saying it's a depressant. I haven't drank in a few days, though.
That's good.
Yeah, taking a few days off.
Right, that's good. Why don't you fucking take 27 years off like me?
That's... I don't know. Seems like a lot of work.
Do you know to the day? Do you know the VOS stats?
Yes, absolutely. I've been sober for 27 years.
25. Fuck. No. So much.
Jesus. What is the thing? If I drank like these guys...
Those kids would have been dead on the subway.
I probably would have still drank if I could drink like these guys and not get into a fight every 5 seconds or want to rob something. You know what I mean?
I just cry.
Yeah, if I cried in the mirror... And fucked hairy chicks and watched Brokeback Mountain when I got drunk, I would still be drinking.
I watched Brokeback Mountain sober.
That's even worse.
I guess it is. Well, if I watched it drunk, then I'd want to fuck guys.
Did you see 007?
Whew, glad we changed that. I haven't. I'm not a big 007 guy, but I've seen Argo twice, and it's tremendous. And I saw Flight.
Flight.
Flight is about alcoholism, which I didn't realize. I thought it was like an action movie.
That bumped you out, or was it good?
It was good. It was fun. Argo is amazing.
Argo is, can you explain this to me, Argo?
I'll try.
Go ahead.
The movie?
Yes.
Oh, I thought there was a follow-up question.
No, there's it. I wanted you to explain the movie.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Tell me the
true
movie.
Story. Yeah. You know,
there's no spoilers because it's been spoiled because it happened in life, so.
Right. The U.S. Embassy, you know, got taken over by the Iranians back in 80 or 79, I guess. And there was like 6 Americans escaped and they hid out in the Canadian Embassy. They got stuck there, and they were like, we got to get these fucking people out of here. Boobly-boo. So the CIA came up with a plan, and the plan was this guy Tony Mendez, a.k.a. Ben Affleck. Should have said that the other way around. Tony Mendez is not also known as Ben Affleck.
Can I just stop for you 1 second? You haven't found it? You're not going to get it.
I couldn't find anything about the moose pussy. I'm on Argo now.
Okay.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm explaining Argo.
Yeah,
so
yeah, he's explaining.
Keep on the moose pussy thing.
Image search.
Yeah, go ahead.
Safe filter.
So the CIA came up with this plan that they were going to make a fake movie. They like created this whole movie in Hollywood and whatever. And then they faked being like this Canadian film group to get them out. Of course, it worked. But the movie unfolds very dramatically and it's humor. John Goodman's great and Affleck is good and... It's really, Alan Arkin is great.
And it's a comedy too, right?
It's like a dark comedy-ish type thing, but it's more dramatic. It's one of those like, cheery.
Oh, really?
It's fucking great. It's fucking great.
Now, do you think the Iranians like it?
Well, fuck them. They probably haven't seen it or whatever. I don't know.
I always wondered if these fucking other countries that, you know, we make these movies about, like, where we're like, yeah, like Russia. We're like, fuck Russia. I know they put the thing at the end. Well, your country and my country could be one, you know. I know he did that at the end.
Right.
But I wonder, it must be sucked for Russia back then during the Cold War to have them lose. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To have a movie that's so popular, but their country's shitting it.
I think sometimes I heard or read or something that they like changed the dialogue around to make it seem different.
No shit.
I've heard that. But that might be like a moose pussy fact that I just made up.
Well, that's like a thing like France. If you notice, it's a lot of some movies where we always take a shot at France.
Right.
It's because they always give us shit because in our action movies, it's We're always the heroes.
Right.
The rest of the world needs us to live from the asteroid of the aliens.
Yeah, we do that in our history books, too.
Yeah.
One of the worst lines I've ever heard from an American film is on Armageddon, and it's so... like Bruce
My
Willis.
Baby.
Yeah.
Armageddon it.
Yeah, but Bruce Willis, they're sitting around the table, the world's going to end, and Bruce Willis says, the United States government just asked us to save the world. Anyone want to say no? Get out of here, fuckhead. That's the stupidest line.
I think the worst line in that was, and they don't want it to pay taxes forever.
I think the worst line in that movie.
Like, what?
The worst line in that movie is, I don't want to miss a thing.
Oh, God.
That was a real tragedy for all of New England when Aerosmith went to shit. It was like, oh, God, now we're down to the cars and fucking...
I cried during Armageddon.
You did? Oh, I don't know why.
I did. I cried. I'll admit it. You know, I don't know what type of world...
I'm gay for watching Armageddon, fucking Brokeback Mountain, whatever the fuck that movie's called.
He cried during Armageddon when Bruce Willis goes, I'm going to go down.
I don't know why crying at an emotional moment with an emotional soundtrack, soundbed in the background, with Liv Tyler almost crying is gay.
I cried.
What world do we live in when that's wrong?
I cried during Argo. You should see it. Oh, The Master is terrific, too.
I'm not watching The Master. What is that?
It's hilarious. You'll love it.
Oh, you fucking alt comic. What is that?
Paul Thomas Anderson.
What is it about?
Paul Thomas Anderson. Whatever the fucking guy's name is. It's new. Joaquin Phoenix and Philip Seymour Hoffman.
What is it about?
It's really fun. It's real weird, but basically Joaquin Phoenix has World War II guy, post-traumatic stress syndrome, booze bag. He's crazy, and then it's basically about Scientology.
I heard about this movie.
Yeah, Philip Seymour Hoffman's like the leader of like a cult, and then Joaquin Phoenix is crazy. They're both crazy. They meet, and it's really hilarious. Like it's like dark comedy. I don't even know if it's supposed to be funny always, but it's funny.
Do you see a lot of movies?
I see ones. I like good movies, like movies that get good reviews and are supposed to be good. I like certain directors and whatnot. I don't see a lot of movies, but I do. In this time of year is when all the Oscar contenders come out.
I'm supposed to go see a movie tonight with my wife. I'm going to go see 007 after this.
Go see Lincoln.
It's out tonight?
Now.
Is Lincoln out yet?
What's that?
That's from the preview. I've seen that preview like 70 times.
From Lincoln?
Daniel A. Lewis, yeah.
Oh, I thought that was from 007.
No. Ah, jeez.
I do want to see Lincoln. I'm a big fan of Lincoln.
I heard it's great.
Linda, are you a fan?
Yeah, it's out.
Nothing?
It's out in some country. Oh, okay,
really?
I missed it.
I listened to history.
Really?
I missed it.
Oh, sorry.
Great.
Sorry, that
fucking
was
first
that
racist joke
more.
Of the show.
Yeah. I thought we were talking about the movie still. I didn't automatically assume racism just because an African-American entered the room.
You should, though. That's the problem.
That's a good point.
You should.
And my God, you look amazing.
Yeah, she's great.
She's Christ. So beautiful.
Oh, my God. I can't even... look at her without getting a thump. She's fucking amazing.
That's
outrageous. What do you mean a thump? You don't want nothing to do with pussy.
A thump in your
mouth. But I can still appreciate good pussy. Like,
yeah, but you don't fucking look at her.
Why are we
like
talking about her pussy? I'm talking about how beautiful she looks. All of a sudden, it's about her pussy.
When I say pussy, it means as a whole. You know what
Jesus.
I mean?
Jesus. Oh, all right.
Yeah,
that's a little rough.
Why do women wear world championship belts?
Because look at her waist.
She's the intercontinental champion.
Yeah,
my
wife has a lot of those big belts. Why do women have those fucking championship Hulk Hogan belts?
It's like a conveyor belt.
Yeah. Women wear these fucking goddamn let me throw produce in a basement belt.
I would let you whip me with that, though. That's what I would do.
Why do women wear these big belts? What is that? What is it?
Shape.
Oh, it's shapely. Okay, but you're already shapely. You're already shapely. Why don't you get a disco belt?
That's a hot dress.
I would love to wear a disco belt.
That you look, I can't even look over
Joe
there.
List could have a disco belt.
What's that?
You could do a disco belt.
I don't even know what a disco belt is.
It's a little thin belt. Little thin belt.
Ah, jeez.
Oh, yeah. They're fucking great. Little tiny belt buckle. You have to really focus when you put it on.
I don't know if I'm into that. What are we talking about?
Argo.
We're talking about Lincoln.
I heard that... I've done this joke in three different places. I heard that right before when Wilkes Booth shoots Lincoln, he says, "Smile, you son of a bitch." That is a Spielberg joke. Jaws? Can I tell you something? You're killed on Facebook.
Okay. Should we all give you a thumbs up then?
Yeah, really. God.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. I love Jaws. I think Jaws is one of my favorite
Smile,
films.
Smile, you son of a bitch.
That's so good.
Yeah, Jaws was great. Jaws 2 was fucking okay. Jaws 2 wasn't that bad.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
When he got the electrical wire and he pulled...
He's comparing it to Ready to Rumble, though. So he's got such a...
And Armageddon.
Fuck you, Armageddon. You don't cry at Armageddon this summer, are you?
No, I didn't cry.
At the end, when the father dies... And he's going to save the world? And he goes, you take care of my grace?
I get teary at that sort of stuff. I don't remember if I got teary at Armageddon, though.
No.
I cried at that. I abso-fucking-lutely cried at that.
I cry at,
I'm
like,
getting tired of hearing about this. I'll get out of here. I'll just jump in there. Good night, everybody. Right, take care. Where's the handkerchief? Did we get rid of that?
Joe List.
No, I cry like X Factor. I cry when people audition and then dreams get crushed in front of them in front of the entire world.
I laugh.
I no, cry when
voice,
people,
no, that
I cry when people actually get their dreams granted to them.
Yeah.
Makes me no, seriously.
Right.
It makes me I love when somebody actually wins in this business. Mm. When I see that on TV, I flip out because there's so much shit in this business. There's so much shit people that don't have to worry about money again, that have paid their place off, that are driving Mercedes, then they're just shit people. Shit human beings that have it, that made it, and continue to make it, and continue to fucking strive. It fucking makes me sick. And it literally could, if I think about it enough, it will have a dark cloud on me, and I'll just want to assassinate people. So when I see somebody actually who deserves it, who's a good human being, actually succeed and get what we're all kind of chasing, I'll fucking tear up in a second.
That's like when Tom Cotta was on... was it America's Got Talent or something?
Yeah, that fucked me up. Yeah.
That, in a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like he was a good guy.
Well, you can throw your tissues away, Bobby. I'm going nowhere. And I'm going there fast.
Yeah, like, I Billy Gardell, when he got that show, I didn't cry, but I was so happy. So happy that a guy like that got a shot. Like this, somebody on the other side said yes to a guy like that. Instead of saying yes to these fucking scumbags, these people that treat people like shit. I hear stories. I've witnessed it myself of these people that just constantly shit on people, that fuck with people. And they're all about being famous, all about having money, all about wielding this power over fucking people. And they continue to get shit and they continue to strive. It makes me fucking ill. It really does. Mm-hmm.
I cried at an NFL Films clip last week about a player
who sat on his balls on the bench. It's a really cold day.
And I understand that after being in the snow for the first time last week. I was like, you know what? That is really brutal. It was a guy that quit NFL, like playing in the NFL for a year because his wife had cancer. And he shaved his head because she lost all of her hair.
That's just stupid.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
I even had the NFL film, like, really? They had the NFL Films guy voice over the top.
What do you think, fucking Anderson Cooper? No, not really. Dick Wad. Really? Really?
Are you serious, Bobby?
It was a trap, Nick. I could see it coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit.
I was just so defensive about bringing it up.
I mean, look, that shit makes me teary, but I think the stuff that makes me cry, I cry at sappy movies. I'll cry.
Rudy? Fucking... You ever see Rudy?
Oh, my
Rudy,
God.
Rudy, I lose my shit.
All right, where did you cry in that movie? Where did you cry?
When he gets accepted into the school.
Fuck yes.
And runs away, yeah.
Most people say when he runs out of the stupid tunnel.
Oh, no. I mean, I cry when he's... Oh, the part that really makes me cry is the father when he goes, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, that...
Go, Rudy! That part, I'm like, forget about it. I shit my pants and smell it. That's how hard
I'm
crying.
Do I want that to be my ringtone?
Yeah, when he does that scene, and then he's like... then he was yelling, "Your brother's going to Notre Dame." I'm getting chills thinking about it right now.
That when he sits on that bench, and he opens up that letter for the last time,
Oof.
I don't know if I'll fucking get teary right now.
I haven't seen it. I gotta see it.
That's how I felt when I got Montreal, and then I got nothing out of it. But still, I had that feeling.
Yeah, because you know how hard it is. As a guy like you, Joe, you're fucking hilarious.
Oh, thanks.
I heard about you before I knew you, how funny
you were.
Oh,
that makes me feel good.
You're fucking great on this show. You're a funny guy. I've seen you in videos. I've seen you in that Mauricio video.
Oh, yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah. I cried when we made that.
Right?
I cry anytime Giannis gets anything, I cry.
But it's when you get something like that. look, man, I cry when I get stuff. I don't cry, but I get emotional because I look at people that get stuff and you're like, I don't, okay, I'm cool with that. Good right. for you. But I know that person's an asshole. I know that person treats people like shit. I know that person doesn't give a fuck about what he, and I know me and other people that really need it and deserve it and would appreciate it that don't get it. I know guys on the road just fucking having to give up piece by piece their dream of making it year after year until they're on some fucking ship somewhere or some fucking crappy gig in New Hampshire just to pay rent, to pay for their fucking kids' back to school's clothes, you know? It's sad. It's fucking sad, man. So when people do make it, when I see people get something, I get so happy inside. When I see that on TV, I love it. I love like the voice when they get the second shows. Chance.
Oh. Right. You see the one with the girl that had what's the hair losing disease?
Alopecia.
There's this girl and she was beautiful and she has this amazing voice and they had like the chairs all like the backs to them and she had this amazing voice. I all turned around and saw that she was bald and you know what I mean, she had kids and she was crying because she's like, oh, you didn't see. Fucking, it's really good.
Right. I thought you were going to say her hair fell out when they turned around.
No. Yeah.
She was so excited.
Then they turned back.
Turn your phone off. It's buzzing.
Which would be worse?
Be my
Thanks,
dad.
Linda.
It's your dad. You going to take it?
Yeah, I might.
Go ahead. Take it. Go. Take it here. Talk to him here.
Which would be worse, being girl going bald or having too much hair?
Doing?
The face and the thing.
Oh, you're talking good. To your
girl
dad.
Going bald. No. Sorry. The other one.
Put your dad on speakerphone. Let me talk to your dad.
Yeah?
Yeah. Do you guys have the greatest shave here?
What?
There's a big fundraiser in Australia
Shut
every
the
year
door.
Where people raise money and then guys shave all their hair off and girls will cut their hair as short as they can and it's to raise money to make people with cancer feel better. Like, hey, we're all in this together.
We do stuff like that, but I don't know if it's that.
It's called that. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Maybe it's called something
else. We're not extreme like that.
But I did a fundraiser.
We just do it because we're good people, but you guys have like a whole thing, whatever.
Yeah. We're gonna fight an alligator today.
We do it out of the kindness of our hearts. But if you guys have an event, that's fine.
I'm gonna jump on this river and paint an alligator pink today.
Ugh. Sorry, guys.
It's all right. Don't worry about it. Your father all right?
Yeah, he's all right. No, because he wouldn't be able to hear you. His hearing's really bad.
Is he doing some charcuterie today?
No. My sister-in-law is a week overdue, so I'm waiting for the call to say when this baby's coming.
Oh, for the baby,
yeah.
Really? Yeah.
So he's like, still
I said
anyway.
A week overdue for a second, and I was like, what the hell is that?
I did say that.
We do do that. We're fucking secretly racist
she's,
on the show.
She's week overdue.
Oh, Jew, as in Jew face. Okay, I got you.
I don't give a shit. I don't care anymore. I cry at little kids all the time. I cry. When I see kids get hurt on TV, I fucking cry. I don't know if I'm getting a soft, but I also get enraged and I want to violently murder people on the other end.
Yeah. Right.
Like, there's things
They go hand in hand.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I have a similar thing.
Yeah, certain stuff just enrages me and I want to fucking... Like, when they bring up, like, some guy went in and took out his whole fucking workplace, I get it. I don't condone it. I don't think it's right. I think you should, you know, control that or seek help or... You know, get your shit together. Nothing's worth that. But I get it. I understand where somebody could be pushed to that limit and then they don't know how to put the brakes on and go, fuck this, I'm out.
Right.
This is not worth it. I understand where people can be pushed over because people fucking suck.
Yeah, it's not that great a distance between crazy and sane sometimes, I think. Mm-mm. Like, when I'm walking through Times Square at rush hour, or the other day I had to get from, you know, Caroline's at 6 o'clock to like a... Grand Central, and you're trying to fight through. I would like to just fucking shoot everybody, but I don't have that thing. But I don't think it's that great a distance mentally away from being like someone being like, I'm gonna get a gun and shoot all these people.
Yeah,
no,
it's not like miles away. It's like 6 feet.
Here's the thing: is that you go into work all the time. You know how many people get shit on. At least we do what we love to do. At least, no matter, you know, I mean, some people, yeah, I know. But here it is. You still have hope.
Yeah, but, like, it's pretty,
It should be dwindling by now,
though. I don't know if you've, like, had to, like, have a conversation with people lately, and they stink. Like, especially after the hurricane.
I'm doing it right now.
Hey. Joe Liz is back. Back in. Especially after the hurricane, like, I had, like, the best people come in going, you didn't get to work for a week, and they would, like, take care of you, like, tip-wise. And then you get the fucking savages that just come in and go, you're not even a human being, like, leaving me 2 quarters on the table. And I'm like, And
I overtip yeah. here because in Australia you don't have to tip. Tips not. People don't tip.
Because you're scumbags.
No, it's because everyone gets paid more. Properly.
I'm joking.
Again, Fuck, I got one again. This is bullshit.
This is not CNN. I'm just fucking throwing stuff out. Some of it might work, some of it might not. But you don't have to fucking...
The hammer on CNN.
People are ridiculous. I had a guy...
No, because they get paid more. Bobby?
No.
I don't know. I had to have an argument because I'm at the point now where I want to argue with everyone. I had a guy today go to me. He goes, make sure that the plate is hot. And if that plate isn't hot, I will be sending it back. And I just wanted to be like, I want to fucking punch you in your face, cockhead.
Here's the thing, though.
Cockhead,
yeah.
I like that.
Here's the thing. That point that you're bringing up is a good point, but it has nothing to do with the point that I brought up.
Oh, wow. Well.
Which is that we all follow our dreams, no matter if you have to wait tables or whatever. You still are going to do this or a show. You know, we're all doing what we love to do, basically. We have this dream or this hope or this thing that we're still chasing. Some people don't have anything they're chasing. Some people, they don't have a dream. A lot of people go to work to pay rent, to eat, to survive.
Some of them haven't even written a book that they can... get on Amazon.com called Sheik. Some people haven't even done that.
Where do you get the book?
Amazon.com. Clicking on the link on your website.
Oh, you mean Riotcast.com. If you went to Riotcast.com
and just clicked
went
that
to you know what, dude, and clicked on the Amazon link to buy
Sheik,
you'd be helping out this podcast.
I can't speak for the audience, but I have no idea what you're talking about.
Nick is
what we call a suck in Australia. A massive suck.
And if you like video games, you can go to my Riotcast.com/Robert Kelly Live.
I love video games.
And hit Gamefly or go to Gamefly.com/YKWD. And you get a free 2-week trial membership.
And if you don't like doing this at the end of the show, we can do it right now in the middle.
slip it in so you can't avoid it.
Right.
You can't hit stop because you don't know when we're coming back. We could come back to topic right now.
Following our dreams.
Or we could just go donate at the donate button. I mean, we all love what we do. But you think about the guy that goes to work, has a couple jobs to pay the rent, and his fucking wife doesn't bang him. His boss is an asshole. And then he's getting bumped into and fucked with. These stupid kids on the train are yelling and screaming. Seriously, if I had to do this every day, I'd have to leave the city.
Right.
I'd have to go. I can't be around. Walking through Times Square, walking around the city can be so fucking annoying because nobody gives a fuck. You run into the shittiest of people.
Especially in Times Square, because not only they don't give a fuck, but they also don't know a fuck. They're just like walking sideways and taking pictures of street signs and fire hydrants and pictures of cops where you're like, we have the most...
Mate, it was the biggest billboard I've ever seen, all right? So just let me take a fucking photo.
Sorry. People taking pictures of like trash barrels and shit, which I do when I go away. I'm like in the Midwest taking pictures of like a piece of corn. I'm like, hey, look at that. So I'm like an asshole when I'm there.
You have an Instagram to take care of. What are you talking about? You have to throw some filters on that and get some views. Right.
I don't have Instagram. I think Instagram is cheating. It's bullshit. People are like, look how cool this picture is. And you're like, well, you fucking doctored it up.
I love it. You know why I love it?
You're dumb.
First of all, you're right. I do have you on this podcast. A lot. So I'm
stupid. Zuzzing.
I love Instagram for the simple fact that it does that. It shows how easy that stupid fucking
That's
art
is. That's a good point, too.
Here's the thing. I took this photo that, you know how many middle-aged women fucking have nothing and then they go to photography? I'm going to be a photographer. And they get a camera and they take some stupid photos and blow it up really big.
Hey, Linda's right here, man.
The people that we have on the show actually bust their cunts taking photos of stupid people's faces like us, lighting it, working it out. Yeah. And she's in here with a camera and that's what you get. And Phil and gay fucking, what's his name?
Gay Joe.
Please don't let me say fucking just in the middle. I gotta stop swearing. Gay Phil, Gay Joe, what's his name?
Yeah, Gay Joe, and then was Joe. Gay Sloan as well.
These guys actually are working their asses off.
All like, very attractive.
We're doing comedy. Okay, the same thing they're doing. But these people step into it and want to have a showing. You know, like, fuck you. So I love Instagram because it shows how easy it is. I'll take a photo with a camera phone and put a filter on it, and it looks like something that should be hanging in a museum. You should go fuck yourself and your dreams. fucking middle-aged women, divorced assholes.
So, idea, a female, dear Ray, a touch of golden sun.
All right, thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome.
That just calms me down.
Oh.
I'm in a bad mood today, Jim.
Oh, all right. Just sing That's to fair.
Him. I'm in a very angry mood today. It's I don't know. I've been in a shit mood all week. I'm in a very shitty mood. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's this time of year.
But you should take your own advice. You're following your dreams, and you get your dreams and the whatever bullshit you just said. Apply that inwardly. You know,
that was for these two assholes.
Yeah.
It wasn't for us.
Right. Well, Jesus. I mean, they're both making more
you're
than I am.
Still in it.
You're making more. Yeah, but they're waiting tables.
Nah,
that's true.
Not.
I watched.
I'm not. Joking.
Excuse me, Anderson Cooper. I am not.
I watched Brokeback Mountain today. I'm living the life.
Hey. Oh, man.
I've been in a miserable mood lately. I just don't know why. You know what I think is this limbo I've been in, waiting for these shows to maybe get picked up, maybe not. Maybe I'm just sitting here waiting for a no, which is just sucky.
I mean, that's a good name for a book.
Sitting here waiting for a no?
Just waiting for a no. Waiting for a no, and it's like your autobiography. Well, be my autobiography.
It's not as good as...
I said it.
I know, but you have success.
Yeah, but I don't have anything. I'm sitting with you at 5 o'clock.
You've got a cardboard cutout and legions of fan. How much is a legion?
It's not 53,000, let's put it that way.
What? That's a big legion.
That's not a lot of legions.
Mate, you've got a DVD CD called Just the Tip that you can get on Amazon.com. Not a lot of people don't have that.
But you can buy it from my website on Amazon and make me money, you money, and Amazon money, and it makes everybody happy.
Oh, if you ever hear the website rooftopcomedy.com, you can buy Joe List. So far, no good.
Very funny, very funny CD. Oh.
You can see me waiting tables downtown.
Can I grab one of those as well?
Yeah, of course.
Cheers, champ.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's the end of the show when you guys run out of beers. Oh. That's what we do now. We put enough beers to end the show.
Oh. Haven't refueled the beers though in a while because
we haven't had fucking Joe.
Yeah, I haven't.
And
been
Dan's
there.
Been off the juice.
Yeah, we haven't had Joe in a while. We just had juice. Water.
What is he? A fucking steroid baseball thing? I'm a little slow. Sorry, I'm struggling.
No, you're not struggling.
I mean, I've been the funniest on the show so far, but I'm struggling.
I love
that.
You got a sore back right now because you've been carrying it?
I do have a sore back. I have a sore back because I carry all my tension
you're
in my back.
Trying to come in your own mouth watching Brokeback Mountain. Trying to flip your legs over your head in a tub.
I've come in my own face before doing that.
Oh, really?
Not doing that, but just a good
open?
Shot. I think Jay Oakerson has a great bit about it, so I should stop my story here.
What is it?
I mean, I don't know the bit, but I remember watching it and being like, that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, Jay's supposed to be a very good, dirty comic, right?
So funny. Just a really funny guy.
He is, right?
Oh, unbelievably funny. Sometimes I sound sarcastic because I'm talking like this or whatever.
Well,
I saw him at Just for Laughs Sydney a few weeks ago, and he was unbelievable.
He was in Australia a few weeks ago.
Yeah. So when I opened for your mate, Billy Burr.
That's another thing. I don't get shit.
Come down to Melbourne Comedy Festival.
I get nothing from anybody. my fucking, you know, I'm on the road all the fucking time. I'm busting my ass, and I get nothing.
I wish you could go.
I know he never fucking compliments my comedy.
What are you talking about? I come to your comedy all the time. I have pictures of you on my first notebook. We talked about this.
Remember?
You're one of my idols. This is a thrill to be here. I appreciate being here.
Yeah,
I just wanted to hear.
I think you're one of the funniest guys I've ever met in my life. I can't even believe we're friends. We're really not friends. We don't even talk outside of here. But whatever.
You don't need to sing songs, Kelly. Just compliments.
Yeah. And you know what else he likes? When you call him to invite him somewhere, and he gets the chance to say no.
I do like that.
Talking about me? Oh.
No, I like when you never call me.
Oh, speaking of inviting places, we're running out of Patriots games. I don't know if you remember that back in August when you're going to have the Boston guys over to watch the Pats. We got like 3 games left.
Well, all right, so let's do this. When are we doing it?
Well, I'm away most Sundays.
fuck you, dude.
I'm only kidding. I don't know. I mean, we got to look at the schedule. Boo, boo, boo. It's your house. Schedule?
I'm hooking it up. Kelly, hook it up.
NFL.com.
Pats game, my house.
NFL.com.
Pats game, my house.
I thought it was going to be you, me, Gullman, Dane. I thought Gavin was going to be there. We were going to have Johnny Damon was going to be there. And who else? You know, John Kerry. I don't know. I'm trying to name.
John Kerry.
I'm trying to name Massachusetts people.
Well, let's do this. Let's have this party. We need to become better friends.
You're right. I think we should step it up. Let's get our pants off. See what happens.
I think we should spit in each other's hands and come in each other's faces.
You don't want to touch my hand, but how's the beer, by the way? All right, take it easy.
Man, you'd love, as a drinker, if you come and do gigs in Australia.
Oh, stop trying to sell this shit.
I would love to go to Australia.
Man, if you come to Australia.
What happened to me? You didn't even get me there.
This happens to me all the time,
drinking.
Though.
It started with drinking.
This happens to me all the time.
I want you to come to Australia,
like,
Bobby. You know, football, though, so because of the time difference, the 1 p.m. games here start at 4 a.m. Monday morning.
Oh, that's
in
fun.
In Australia, on the East Coast. So, like, yeah. We have Super Bowl Monday.
Keep talking. I got to piss.
You get up.
One of my favorite quotes ever, Charles Schultz. Don't worry about the world ending today. It's already tomorrow in Australia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Oh, boy.
Man, if you come down, though, it's great. Yeah.
I would love to, but...
Super Bowl Monday is good fun.
This happens to me all the time. People are like, hey, people would love your material in London. I'm like, but how do I get there? How do I book the gig?
You just pay for yourself to get over there.
No, you don't.
Gross.
You could get... There's...
Don't I need a visa and a W-4 and a car and a fucking...
I don't know if you
a
do.
A shot. I don't
know. I'm here on holiday. And yeah, I'm enjoying my holiday so far.
You just do it the same way that me and Nick have done it. Like, we just...
You can line up a run of gigs down the East Coast at the different clubs in the big cities. And
right.
Then they all chip in to get the visa and pay for your flights and all that.
I would
it's
love
a good
to
run.
Do that.
You're probably over there for two and a half weeks doing the East Coast. Then you can go West Coast to do Perth if you want.
The shit on the West Coast? I thought...
Perth.
Pardon
the
my ignorance.
City on the West That's Coast,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, but in between is like fucking bananas.
Fuck all.
It's hell, right?
Yeah. In the middle, down the south, right in the middle,
yeah.
There's a city called Adelaide.
Oh, wow. I've never even heard of that.
Yeah. But they're the most of the cities, I think like 90% of our population or 95% is on the East Coast.
Boring.
Agreed.
I'm back.
Mate, and Aussie geography.
I am so sorry, Joe.
Welcome back.
Oh, man. I'm just... I apologize. You know, I've listened to the shows the last couple of weeks, too. I've been so off. So dribbly, yeah. So unfocused and annoyed.
Well, that's weird.
Man, you're trying to have a kid as well, though, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you know what? That's
stressful.
I do miss Joe. You know what? I do miss the. We have a lot of different people on, and I do like the synergy that we create when we have the same people on a few weeks in a row.
Love a good synergy.
It actually does. You get a vibe going, but you know, people. I can't hold people to. I'm not paying people to be here, so I can't. You know, if you're going to go do a gig and you and Dan had to take off and do some shows and, you know, so I'm glad you're back, Joe.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, dude. What'd you say, fucking Roger Paul? What'd you say?
He doesn't know my name. I was on here.
Roger Cody.
He said apparently I look like a stunt double. I look like a stunt double in what big great action movies.
You're not like a star or an actor. You're a stunt guy.
No, I can
and
see
I
that.
Look like every bartender in New York City.
Yeah, any bartender. Yeah.
See
what,
that?
Well, yeah. But
is it stressful trying to have a kid? You said you're quite.
This is the point of my life I'm at right now. Well, this year, if you look back, I had a book. I became a published author. I had a book come out.
What's it called? And where can you get it?
It's called Cheat, and you get it on Amazon.
Fuck, great.
But,
that's cool.
You know, I shot a pilot, and I'm trying to have a baby. But this is all. There's a lot of limbo life I've been in, you know, where you're just sitting there. And now it's like, you know, I got it, you know, having to, when you do all this stuff and you build it up and you work hard and you, after you do it, there's, if you don't have something to go on to right after, it's kind of like you collapse at the finish line.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck. And then you're like, what do I do now? Now I got to go back to work. I got to go pick something else up. And, you know, okay, let me go do my hour. I want an hour. I think the next thing I want to do is get an hour and film it this year. So now I got to go through my act. I got to, you know, fucking brush it up, polish it, get these jokes that are okay and make them great. You know, cut down the ones that I think are great and really see if they're great. And, you know, I got to do all this shit. And I got to, you know, now I got to go back to work, which is a hard thing to get it. Now I'm overweight, too. You know, I gained all this fucking weight. It's a nightmare. And now the winter comes. I get depressed when the sun goes down at 5 o'clock. I remember there was a comic that used to come to Boston. He came, me and fucking Patrice and Billy were there one night. What was his name? Shit. John Priest. Do you know him? None of you guys know him. This was sad, this business is. It's sad. This guy came to Boston Knicks one time, went on. He goes, it's dark out at 4:45. It's what the hell's going on? It's dark out. It's 4:45. That's all we remember from this guy. But he
was that Seinfeld?
No, it was it was before Seinfeld.
What's the deal?
Yeah, exactly.
It's so dark outside.
It was very, very much. What's that?
It's a gnome.
Is it gnome?
Yeah.
Gnome, come in here, gnome.
Hey, mate.
Can you please? I'm in no fucking mood to you. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about no moods. What happened?
Didn't you see the election returns?
What happened?
Obama won.
Yeah. Oh, God. Come here. Come here for a second, would you? Come here for a second. What are you going to do, really?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. This is uncomfortable.
Sit down at the fucking thing. Sit over here. So here's the deal. It's like this whole thing. Life is like trying to have a kid. You're trying and you're trying and nothing happens and nothing happens and nothing happens. And then you're waiting and you're waiting and then it happens, but then it could die. You have to wait.
Oh, Jesus.
And you got to wait and wait and wait before you tell anybody, because if it fucking dies, then everybody thinks you're having a kid. Then you go tell them it fucking died and you got to flush it down the toilet. So you got to keep waiting and waiting. And then once you tell, you can tell people that you can have a kid, right? Then all of a sudden you got to wait and see if it's got, you know, deformities or Down syndrome. And then you got to make that decision. Do you flush it then? Because do you want a kid that, you know, is licking pennies, or do you want a kid that's fucking making pennies?
You're the one who should be licking pennies. Either. I mean,
licking pennies?
Yeah. I don't like that that's the fork in the road in life. You can either lick pennies or make pennies. What are we doing?
Well, the guy, he's a Jew.
They both sound okay to me. I'd rather make them, but, you know, licking them is not bad either.
It's, yeah, I get into a shit mood at this time of year. This one, it gets dark out at 4:45.
But this time of year is not bad because you have Thanksgiving and it's fall and football. January, February, that's when it's really a nightmare, don't you think? Because then it's getting dark at 5, there's no football, it's cold.
Here's another thing, too, that you'll understand as you progress in your career, too. No, you will. You will. Kelly, you won't, but you too will. When you become a headliner, and I've been home for 3 days in the last 2 months. Okay, and when you get older and you get a house and you get a chick and you want to be home, you actually want to go home and you can't. You have to go out on the road because you have to make this money. It gets a little, you get a little heady. You get a little fucked up. You're in hotel rooms. You're talking to yourself. Like I said, you're having fights on the train with 6 different people in your own head. You know, I fought 6 people in my own head today coming here. You start doing that shit because you're alone a lot. All of a sudden, it's like, fuck, what? And then, you know, you get home for a day and you're like, oh, thank God. And then you got to go.
I've been doing that for years without any money.
Yeah, but that's the thing, dude. Yeah. You don't have.
I lost $4,000 coming here.
You guys, but you have no roots. You have no roots. When you get roots, when you get a chick that you love and you might marry or you move in with and you buy a house or an apartment.
I have a chick, but you lost me after that.
But when you buy a house and you get an apartment and you get your bed and you guys pick shit, and all of a sudden, you're in that, there's that stage of life that you'll hit where you'll enjoy being home. I was in your spot. I used to fucking never go home. I was at the Cellar until 4 a.m, hanging out, looking for the next person to talk to, the next laugh, the next fucking cry, the next, you know, fight or next fuck all the time. I never wanted to go home. I can't wait to go home now. I love my house. I love my chick. We goof around. It's almost to the point where it might be too bad, where I got to start, you know what, let me go back to work and hang at the Cellar a little bit and hang out a little bit, because you can get a little, I don't want that to happen either. I don't want to be home with her all the time and become a normal asshole, you know, because it's fucking doing gardening and shit.
You lose your mojo that way, Robert.
You can lose your mojo, but I think you can actually gain a different mojo and a more powerful mojo if you do, if you enjoy your life that you've created.
You get like a Ray Romano mojo.
Yeah, I'm not that stupid. I mean, it.
Like, I mean, like your routine become about having kids and stuff like that.
Yeah, but you have a kid. I mean, how fucked up was it trying to have a kid? It's terrible.
No, it was easy.
Really?
Yeah.
You're an asshole.
She's Puerto Rican, and we've been through this.
That's true. I forgot. She was double pregnant.
It was
pregnant.
A lot harder to. All those years of not getting her pregnant.
She actually got pregnant. She got pregnant while she was pregnant. The baby had a baby.
Hedged our bets.
Babushka dolls.
Those are the Russian dolls.
Yeah, I know they're.
Okay,
yeah,
I know. I was joking, being serious.
Oh man,
I've been in a fucking. It's a. God damn it, dude. I don't, maybe it's this time of year too. I don't fucking
changing
like it.
Changing seasons always makes people get nutty.
You'll love the baby more.
What?
You'll love the baby more because it was so hard to do it when you finally do have a baby.
Yeah, but this is scaring the shit out of me too. Okay, now you have a baby. Now you can, right now, okay? If everything fails, if everything goes away, right? Say fucking my career shits the bed. They find out about the fucking kid stuff, right? I'm kidding.
No wonder you don't want anyone to see what's like on that laptop.
I don't like that didn't shock any of you assholes. You guys are like, right?
He's talked about that before. It comes with the steak stuff. No, anyway.
Well, I was the kid in that circumstance. Yeah. I blew a guy for a steak. Long time ago.
You blew a guy?
Easy. For a steak. It was for a steak. I would just blow guys.
Yeah.
I'm not gay.
I did it for substance.
Is this really true?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
What does that mean? Like, how old were you? That's traumatic, Robert.
Two. No, I'm kidding. I was in a crib.
It was 27.
I don't know. I forget. I was in first grade, something like that. First grade, second grade, I don't know. I was in a closet. I put it in my mouth.
The blowjob's not weird. The appreciation of steak when you were in second grade is what's really interesting.
I never tasted it. Steak was so good, man. Cooked it on one of those little
Did they hibachis. Taste similar, the blowjob and the
no,
steak?
The fucking blowjob tastes like a foot.
Do you remember?
You got molested. What are you talking about? Raped by a rabbi.
Do you remember?
whoa! Let's not.
One second. Do you remember the taste of the penis?
Yeah.
Do you remember
it tastes exactly like my penis.
Do you remember the steak?
Yes.
No, really?
Yeah, well, I remember the sauce. He put the A1 on it.
Man,
that's why I love A1
sauce. Eyes just sparkled.
And cock.
So you blew him and then he took you out to a restaurant?
No. He's not a date, you homo.
So how did he? What did he give you? He gave you a gift certificate to Tad's.
He was a kid too. He wasn't a guy. It wasn't like a grown. It wasn't an English teacher. I wasn't trying to get a fucking better grade.
I don't want to see that this story is full of holes.
We've heard it before. I'm desensitized. I'm sorry.
Just one hole.
So a kid had a steak.
Well, he was cooking. He was a nerd kid.
A first grader was cooking a steak.
No, he wasn't a first grader. He was older than me.
You blew a nerd.
Oh. This was before Gizmodo.
Now I know you're lying, Robert.
Yeah, I remember he was a real nerdy kid, and I was hanging out. I was pretty much molested, if you want to know the truth. I mean, I didn't know what a fucking steak or a dick was until that day, or one of those little hibachis. And I remember he had a little hibachi on the roof, and he fucking, that's it, yeah, put it in my mouth.
How old was he?
He was young, 47, good looking young.
He's a civil fox.
He was a civil engineer.
Post pubescent?
Did he have pubes?
Could he ejaculate?
No. No ejaculation.
So you were bad.
Oh, that's not so bad. Then.
Good looking cock, though. Remember that. It was nice.
It's nice to know they had appreciation for nice good looking cock.
I don't think he had pubes. He was young, too. He wasn't like molestation. I think it was that exploration shit more so than molestation. Because I don't think I think he's a kid. I think because I had to go through this in rehab. Because, you know, the guy in rehab brought me in the room one day and he goes, I want you to tell me the most deepest, darkest secrets you have that you've been carrying around your whole life that you will never tell anybody. And I came clean and I said, this fucks me up because I'm not gay. I don't want to be with him. And this happened to me. And he goes, really? And he goes, he brought in four dudes. He goes, you know, Kyle, Jake, and Danny, and Michael. He goes, have you ever fucking blown a guy? Have you ever blown a guy? They're all like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, that's a natural thing. Kids experiment with, you don't know sexuality. You don't know a vagina or a penis at that age. So you don't know what's gay or what's not gay at that age. And you have a dick, and, you know, kids do that a lot. A lot of kids do that. Mm. Yeah, it's true. Mm. It's true. Mm. It's true.
Oh,
it's a fact. At least that's what I'm fucking telling people.
Yeah, I don't want to disabuse you.
I'm telling people that until someone goes, yeah, I sucked a dick. I did it.
Nick?
You sucked.
No.
You play with a man's penis.
No way.
When you were a kid?
No.
Because he's Australian. They don't do that. They jerk off alligators over there.
Sorry, Liz.
You were molested. What happened to you?
That's my wife. I was not molested.
Yeah, you were molested.
I got to really take
you were molested. You're not walking away from
it's
this.
It's Juanita.
It doesn't matter.
I wasn't molested.
You were.
The rabbi
sucked your penis.
Tried to molest me, and I stopped him.
Well, how'd you stop him? Didn't stop him.
I don't really remember.
Yeah.
But I'm judging, you know, by the clues I was able to
the clues
afterwards,
the stains on your little panties,
yeah, you know, a little forensic test I did, and the slides and the black light. I don't think
the
I think
smell
I,
of your
I,
breath.
I think I stopped him.
Why you can't go near a clean tub because the smell makes you throw up?
No, he was. I can't tell this.
What happened?
He brought my
go ahead.
My father, you know, hadn't. Thank God.
No. Fuck you.
Hold on. Let me talk. Hello? I got to call you right back.
He's telling us the molestation story. Right. That's his wife.
My father he decided at the last minute that I ought to be bar mitzvahed, and he hadn't kept up with Hebrew school, so he...
So this was to punish you. That's what the Jewish people do to the kids.
Yeah, so he called the temple, and they sent a tutor.
To suck your dick.
Yeah, to tutor me out, to get me ready for my bar mitzvah. So,
well, you learned something. So.
Joe, get off your phone, you fucking chowderhead.
I'm just checking the time because I
gotta get
to
this. Boring. It's a boring story. You're right.
I don't know. It's not a boring story. Get off your phone. People don't like people. He's telling a story. You're on your phone.
I know, but I gotta get the other thing. I'm listening to the story.
I'm
listening to everything.
So my father decides this is gonna be date night for him and my mother, I guess. So they leave me at home.
Some random rabbi.
With the tutor. But, you know, this is a time when sexual molestation was not on the radar. People didn't realize that it was really something to worry about.
Right.
So the guy told him, "Do you know what it means to be Jewish?" "Yes." "Yes, I know what it means."
"Do you know what it means to be cut or uncut?"
He says, "Do you really know what it means?" I said, "Well, you know, it means that your parents are Jewish. You're Israel." But he goes, "What else?" I'm like, "I don't know." He goes, "Jews are circumcised." I said, "Oh, yeah, I knew that."
"Oh, no way."
And right. He says, "Do you know where they're circumcised?" And I said, "Well, I kind of know, but, you know, actually, I'd never seen an uncircumcised penis at that time, so I really didn't understand the whole thing."
Right.
I just knew that I had been circumcised. Mm-hmm. So he says, "Where's your room?" I said, "It's upstairs." He said, "Let's go up to your room."
Right. Well, so, at least he's a gentleman.
So, yeah. So he takes me out to
do
my
it
room.
On the, right there.
And he says, "Sit down." So I sit down on the bed. He says, "Now lie back." Yeah. And I lie back.
Yeah.
And that's where I don't remember
anymore.
Hang on,
I'm getting hard.
No, so
thump, thump, thump.
So he starts to undo my belt.
We had a belt.
I had a belt, yeah. And I said, I don't know what I said. I don't want to do this or something like that. I started whining or something. I don't know, whatever it is. Right. And he just backed off.
Really?
Yeah. And then he went on with the Hebrew school lesson.
Really?
Yeah. And then when I got home,
when my father got home, right?
I told him the story.
Right.
And
he got mad at you that you didn't suck his cock.
No, and I told him, and I still didn't realize that I'd always been right.
I just
didn't like the experience that I had. This guy trying to take my pants down, right. You know, I didn't sign up for that. If that's what being bar mitzvahed meant,
I
didn't want to be bar mitzvahed.
Is this how I learned how to read Hebrew? I just undo my pants. Gotcha. All right, let's go.
So I remember what my father said when I told him the story. He says, "Next time you hit him with your purse."
That's pretty funny. That's funny to tell a kid that just got molested.
That's what he said to me. He says, "Next time you hit him with your purse."
Yeah, little bitch. I wish I'd have known that. I wish I had your dad.
I guess that was my father's way of not alarming me or something, or he knew nothing. I don't know.
I wish I had your dad. It would have saved me the food addiction problem I have now and the bad breath phobia I have. Nothing from sucking a dick.
I'm sorry. You know, I'm zoning out because I'm in the middle of something serious with my wife.
Okay. Well, listen, this gnome, thank you for stopping on and telling us your
molestation
story.
Thanks for sharing your story.
Are you all right? Is everything all right?
I don't know, Robert. You know, the fucking storm is killing us. Obamacare is killing us. It just happened.
It's how can it be killing you already?
Well, because we lost the busiest day of the year at the bars around the corner. Yeah.
Oh, really? What was that?
Halloween.
Halloween. Yeah. Oh, I forgot.
Halloween is worth two New Year's Eves.
No shit.
Really?
Yeah. In a bar.
So why don't you promote a Halloween party? Why don't you do I could be out of my mind. Why don't you promote a Halloween party since everybody missed Halloween? We're doing a Halloween party at all the clubs. You come dressed up and you get some free whatever and you'll fucking sell the place out. And you know what? Everybody might pick up on that.
I don't think it would work.
I'm glad that you take a chance.
Would you dress up in the middle of?
I saw someone dress up last Saturday that they were going to a party that got canceled because of the thing.
Yeah, but would you
do it? But they look silly. No, I wouldn't.
All right, how about
it,
you don't dress up? Just say, fuck it. We're doing a Halloween party because we missed Halloween. Come down. You guys, Halloween, we're doing Halloween over because we missed it. Fuck Sandy, and we're doing Halloween, and you just throw it. See what happens.
Nah, my gut tells me that won't work.
First of all, your gut has fucking rabbi jizz in it. All right, so why don't you get your purse and beat it?
Jesus Christ.
Listen, I love you guys. Your podcast, number first of all, is my new favorite show. Honest to God, it has become so good over the last couple of weeks. I don't know if you know that. And you should have,
I can talk about that.
Typical fucking businessman. You got to get Joe on. Mm. Joe is hilarious.
Oh, thanks,
I don't
buddy.
Know if you know. First of all, as a comic, why he's not working here, I have no idea. He's Nick DiPaolo's opener.
I worked here briefly.
Yeah. All right. Then we know now. He failed. But
it
was like 6 years ago.
Yeah, sorry. Dude. Let me do the talking. Why don't you shut your face, Jesus, you humble Christ, twat. Fucking idiot. You really are just dumb. Well, I'm trying to set you up for a whole new round. And you're like, I did work here, but they stopped using me.
They're not supposed to remember you 6 years ago. That's the point.
Sorry.
talk to Esty.
Well, no, you should have him on your show. He's hilarious. He's on my show all the time. This is Joe.
I'm very uncomfortable.
You should be with accolades.
See what happened? That's how much. This
guy right here, fucking don't even worry. He's going back to Australia.
Yeah, I saw him yesterday. He was here. He was here for the podcast yesterday. Yeah. And you didn't show up, I guess. You wasted his whole day.
No, we showed up. He showed up early.
Don't worry. Yeah,
way early.
He was way early. But first of all, your show has gotten so much better. You're getting these guests on every week. Last week you had the screenwriter. It was fucking amazing show. And the week before that you had Combs.
Yeah,
right?
Alan Combs. And this week we had Barry Sears, the inventor of the Zone Diet.
Get the fuck. I know, he tried to call me to get me on it. I'm like, why do you want... Oh, I get it. Fat joke.
Oh, hey.
Fat joke right there.
Oh. Yeah.
How did that go?
It was, the thing is, you know, remember there was this article in Time magazine with the kid breastfeeding.
Are you really looking at everybody in this room and going, do you remember
that? I remember
article?
That.
No, we got a lot of attention.
I'm trying to forget it.
It was this Dr. Sears.
I remember it too then.
Attachment attachment parenting was this hot issue. So I asked Meredith, the booker, to get me Dr. Sears. Mm-hmm. But it turns out the guy who does his own diet is also named Dr. Sears.
Oh, wow. Hilarious.
So she books the wrong Dr. Sears. So now I don't want to insult Dr. Sears. I have no interest in diet, right?
Yeah, you weigh a buck ten wet.
So Dr. Sears is on his way, and I realized this is not the attachment parenting Dr. Sears. So I said, oh, shit. You know, I got to pretend that I'm interested in diet. So I'll get somebody fat to be on the air. So I call Robert.
This is my show.
No, I thought you could help me get somebody fat. And then
so now we're rolling.
But anyway, it turned out to be a really, really, really interesting interview. The guy's a pro. He's interesting. And,
I'll tell you why the show's fun is that you have Dan Natterman, who is by far one of my favorite. He is great on radio. His voice, his comic timing, and his intelligence is so perfect to be on a radio show. And he knows when to step in and he knows when to step out. And he has his own little segments now that you give him, which is great. And then you're actually, which enhances you because you're not as funny. No, I'm kidding. You're actually have taken over the show and made it your show. Finally, you've made it your show because you've getting these guests on because you're an intellect. You like to debate. You like to have conversation and dialogue about certain subjects and fight and argue and learn things about people and teach people. So the show has become so fucking good. Really good. So if you listen to this show, if you're a fan of Riotcast, Comedy Cellar Live on the network is by far just an outstanding show. Outstanding show.
Thank you, Robert.
Yeah, you should have. I would love to see this thing be videotaped. I would love to see a video of this. It would be great to have video because, number one, you have these people coming on that are famous now that would you can tag them on the internet and YouTube, and it would draw so much more. I would love to see video of these interviews you're doing.
Well, can I just tell you that Riotcast, first of all, you guys should put up a website for each one of our shows that we can easily post photos and video clips of the show.
Right.
That's not hard to do.
Well, no, we have that. We're working on that now. We're working on Riotcast TV, where any show, we're going to have every show have video and its own page. and it all goes together. Like we videotaped the show in when we did the book premiere at the Village Underground.
Right.
We're putting that video together. That was under the first Riotcast TV show we did. And then we want to get shows like you, and then we're going to have a main page. It's called Riotcast TV with photos and videos that people can go to and watch of all the shows on that.
Right. And each of us should have our own password. We can upload photos and stuff. Like yesterday we had Steve King, you know, huge Steve King.
Yeah.
To talk to the guy from his own diet.
Right.
And I would like people to be able to see just how huge he is.
They wanted the author Stephen King, but they screwed up the
book. He is funny.
I told you. He's one of the best. He's a sniper. Yeah.
So Robert, I got a new piece of hardware.
Yeah.
Which can allow us to interface telephone calls into the mixer.
So Where is it?
It just came in the mail today.
Well, how much is it?
I got it on eBay.
How much?
A couple hundred dollars.
Did you buy it from my Amazon thing?
On eBay.
I know. Why don't you go through Amazon and get it and make us money?
It would be new.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
What page did they get the Amazon link from?
Riotcast at Robert Kelly Live.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Here's the thing, though.
So if you want to make calls, that's going to be great, right?
Calls for your show, great. Calls for my show, no good.
Not.
Why?
First of all, we just talk about whatever comes up. We went from fucking killing people to movies to him jerking off to Brokeback Mountain to you getting molested. It just goes where it goes.
So you would never have a reason to call anybody.
Well, here's the thing. We have people call up and they go like this. Hey.
I don't mean call in. I mean, you could call like, you know, Dane Cook or somebody, you know.
Why Dane Cook? I don't think Dane likes me anymore.
I was about to say,
Dane doesn't even like me anymore.
I realized as I came out that he wouldn't answer the phone. But somebody, like, you could, somebody.
Huh?
Somebody, like, who could be interesting in the conversation.
Now,
like,
yours should do calls where people could actually call in, where you could text out, we have this guy on right now. Do you want to talk to him? Call in. You'd have to have somebody screen it, though, and people really stink on phone calls.
I mean, like, yesterday, I could have called you.
Yeah.
To talk
and
to
made
Dr.
fun
Sears.
Of me.
No, that's not
right. Yeah, Fatso, listen, we have a Fatso on line one. Go ahead, Fatso. Fatso from Fatsville on Fat Street.
It's fine. You don't need to use it. I'm going to keep.
But here's the thing. I would love to use it, but I your show is becoming amazing. I just want to let you know that it's really one of my Dr. Steve's show. Oh my, your show and Dr. Steve's show. I don't know why somebody hasn't fucking picked these up and put them on Sirius. They're great shows. Great shows.
Natterman really should just have his own show.
No, he's good on your show. Stop. Take the compliment. Shut your face. Now go deal with your wife. Okay. All right, you child molester. Oh, I'm sorry. Child that got molested. That's a difference, you know.
Good for you.
Yeah, great time. All right, guys. We're out of here. We're done. I just fucking... that's Noam, by the way, who owns the Comedy Cellar Village Underground. Support his clubs because apparently he lost double New Year's. If Joe was paying for beer, he'd fucking make that up. That's what we want to do here. An Indian Puerto Rican yell at a Jew. I want to thank... we're going to thank everybody at the end of the show, but you guys are great. I had a great time. We're going to do all these promos, all the plugs at the end real quick. So, you guys, Joe, thanks for coming, Joe. I'm glad to have you back on, brother.
Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it. Yeah, I was lost without you guys.
Oh, I love you, buddy. You're the best.
Nice to meet you, mate. Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Good to have a drinking buddy in
here. Yeah, you drink like a fucking, like you're going to the electric chair.
It's his, it's his medicine.
You're drinking two for one on
me. He needs to, because he has that shake disease.
Look at your hand now. Is it shaking as much now? See, it was shaking a lot more before. See how much it's all mellowed out.
Wow. All right, so we got Dobley Moat. what's your name again? Dobley Moat?
Nick Cody.
Nick Cody. No, a very funny comedian from Australia. Dude, thanks for being on these last couple.
Hey, thanks very much for having me on, man.
I appreciate you. Have fun?
Yeah, love it.
Spread the word in your fucking goddamn crazy country.
I certainly will.
Come on, you're good friends with Susan Proven.
Who's that?
Melbourne. She's the head of the Melbourne Comedy
Festival. Is that what Jay went to?
Yeah, he went to a Sydney one.
No, Sydney, Just for Laughs. Just for Laughs. And that's I opened for Bill Burr at the Opera House.
I've never got love from Australia.
Really?
Any festival, nothing.
You should come along.
Nothing.
You've done Just for Laughs, haven't you? In Montreal?
Yeah. I love those guys.
Yeah, you've done a Montreal one.
They're the same people that do the Sydney ones.
Put it out there, mate.
I'm on a dance slope.
Put it out, put it out there. You'll get it. You put it out there. I swear to you, you'll get it.
I'm going to fucking Aruba in a couple weeks. That's all I'm looking for.
Yeah, and I'm staying at your house.
I'm going to put web. I'm gonna have
shower heads and a bidet.
Yeah, and there's gonna be webcams everywhere. Oh. I'm gonna catch you. I'm gonna catch you fiddling your stick.
That's fine. I don't whack off in your house. So
yeah, you will. No, you oh, absolutely, you will. Because I'm gonna leave fucking luscious vibrators all over the place.
Maybe Kelly will have me over for the Patriots game.
Hey,
oh, there you go. Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to catch you trying to finger fuck her while she's drunk
on your cameras.
To you.
Yeah, and then you have to go to my tub and just blow yourself and come in your own face again. That's a whole different story. No, don't even.
All right.
Hi, Noam, thank you for coming on. Thank you for letting us use your place. What do you think of the place, anyways? You think it's nice?
Looks great.
Looks great, right? All right, that's it, you guys. That's another episode. Well, that's it, yeah. Another episode of You Know What, Dude. We'll see you guys next week, whenever that may be.
Bye.
All right, we're going to do the promos real quick. New way of doing them. Joe, go.
This weekend, I will be headlining the Comedy Works in Montreal. New Year's Eve, I'll be at Helium Comedy Club with Gary Goldman.
You're in Montreal.
Yes.
Headlining.
Yes.
Okay. That's great. Go!
Nick Cody here, at the Nick Cody on Twitter. I'm at the Sydney Comedy Store from December 6th to 8th. That's it.
That's it, and go to your website for more. Kelly, go!
First Saturday of every month, go to the Creek in the Cave for Underbelly, 10 o'clock Saturday night. Follow me on Twitter, KellyFastUCX.
And someday that will change. And Linda, go!
You can follow me on Twitter at LTPhotography2.
God, you're sexy.
She's unbelievable. God,
yeah.
Damn it.
It's crazy.
I can't even.
Just crazy.
That's it. No more. Don't talk. That's what happens. See what happens? I fucking did it. I fucked up. RobertKellyLive.com. All my dates. My award-winning app to find out where I'm going to be near you. The podcast is on there. Riotcast.com app. It's unbelievable. 12 of the best podcasts on the fucking internet for free every week. And the app is free for iPad and iPhone. And it is coming for Android very soon. Make sure you go there. Support us by Amazon and Gamefly. Make sure you support our sponsors. You guys are the best. Take care. Bye-bye. Boo-boo.
If you have any questions or constructive criticism or suggestions for the YKWD podcast, please send them to ykwd@riotcast.com. Those emails go directly to us. We look at them all. So if you have some titty pics of your wife or girlfriend or pictures of your own vagina, please send them to ykwd@riotcast.com. We look at them all. We take all your suggestions to heart, and we try to implement them. Not really, but we do like the emails. So any guest suggestions, anybody you want to see on the show, all that shit, ykwd@riotcast.com. Make sure you support our sponsors, Amazon and Gamefly. Amazon, go to riotcast.com, click on the You Know What, Dude podcast page. There's an Amazon link. Click on it. Buy what you're going to buy. Clothes, groceries, hovercraft, electronics, whatever the fuck you're going to get. Get it through that link. You're getting us money, you're getting Amazon money, and you're saving money and getting the shit you need. So make sure you use the Amazon link on the You Know What, Dude podcast site on riotcast.com. And if you're a video game guy, go to gamefly.com/YKWD. Join through that link. You're going to get 2 weeks free. It's saving a lot of money. And then you can fucking cancel if you want, or you can stay on, which you should, and get games sent to your house. You don't have to go buy them and spend the $60 and find out the game stinks. Get it through Gamefly first, check it out, and if you like it, you can buy it through Gamefly. It's an easy, really easy, great way to play video games and not spend $1 million a month, because new games come out every month. Before you know it, you spent fucking $300 and two of the games stink. Or you already blew through them already. It's done. If you're a story mode asshole and you don't play multiplayer. So go to gamefly.com/YKWD. Join up for a couple weeks. Check it out. You're going to love it. I guarantee it. Gamefly.com/YKWD. If you're a fan of YKWD podcast, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go right now and download, if you have an iPhone or an iPad, the free Riotcast app. And if you don't, just go to riotcast.com or go to Stitcher and check it out if you have an Android phone. And I want you to check out all the other shows. My Wife Hates Me, Jim Florentine's Comedy Mental Midgets, Weird Medicine with Dr. Steve, The Glory Hole, with Rob Sprance, Comedy Cellar, Live from the Table, The Bailey J Show with Matt, The Davey Mac Sports Program, Why You Suck in Bed, Mad Scientist Party Hour, The Jersey Jerks, and the Hammer Fisting MMA Podcast. It's free. It's hours and hours and hours of entertainment for nothing. That's what we give you at Riotcast. So go and support the other shows. Tell your friends about it. Spread the word. This is the fucking most amazing podcast network. So if you love my show, go support the other shows. Okay? Go and check them out. Riotcast.com app for iPhone and iPad. Android is coming soon. Get Stitcher if you have an Android phone. Or just go to Riotcast.com. And go to iTunes. Subscribe to my show and the other shows and leave a review. You don't understand that this shit's free and that helps a lot. Okay, you keep us in the top 100, maybe get us to the top 20. I don't know, maybe the top 10. And that's when other people see that and they check out the show and it feeds itself. That's how that works. So please review iTunes and make sure you subscribe. Spread the word. You guys are fantastic. Thank you so much. You are so beautiful to me.
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop